Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ted Santos, and I'm your host of Straight Talk. We are that talk show that is made for men. It's made by men. And it's a place that ladies can learn more about men than they've ever learned from even their own parents. We are the show that is looking to fill the gap in our society. We've been for years listening to women tell men how to be men and defining what relationships should be. And they talk about life, love, career, money, marriage, children, all of these things. We've heard women lay it all down, and they did it without even asking men one single question. So here in masculine straight talk style, we created Straight Talk so that men had a place where they could express themselves as men and never feel like they are being wrong, or as some of our school systems are treating boys like defective girls. And many men are being treated as defective women. We're told to get into our feminine side. You don't need that here. This is where masculinity meets masculinity. And ladies, we invite you to listen. If you're not sure about something, you can surely ask a question. You can engage us fully 100%. So we like to talk about challenges, social issues, relationship, money, and today we are going to talk about infidelity. The conversation is, how should men respond to infidelity? It's a big topic, maybe even a little sensitive in some ways. And if you look at how men and women deal with infidelity, most women will stay with a guy who cheats, husband, boyfriend. Most women seem to be able to work it out, even though it gives them a little bit of leverage over you, and in some cases a lot, because if a woman stays with you, she's always got this thing that, hey, you cheated on me, and she can use that in her best interest. It becomes a negotiation chip. Like, I did you a favor. But men have a much more difficult time of forgiving women for cheating. And the responses could be extreme. And hey, you know, women do extreme things. You know, they break out the windows of your car, your house, they key your car, they cut the tires, they do all kinds of crazy things. But men don't like playing that game. And some men can be very dangerous when it comes to infidelity. And so for this show, this one is really important. I didn't want to do this on my own. So I invited a guest. You guys know him. You've seen him in the past. His name is Red Pilled Rican. He's waiting backstage to join us. Brilliant guy, very popular on Instagram and YouTube. And before I let him in, lied to her by confessing that you're also been cheating, but with a man. Okay. So, hey, let's bring in the Red Pill Rican. Originally from here on the East Coast, he's in West Coast time. Say hello to everyone. What's going on, man? How are you?
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for having me on, Ted.
No, it's my pleasure. Good to have you, man. Great knowledge, good feedback, great ideas. Actually, this topic came up because of you. You know, we talked about it, but, you know, you thought it was important.
Oh, yeah.
What made you think, what made you want to put this topic on the table today?
Yeah, I've had some recent events that came together that I discovered recently. And for those of you that want to know more details about it, I got a live coming Monday night on Instagram with the fellas called Red Pill Latinos. You can see us there. It should be on Instagram Live or on YouTube Live. We haven't made that decision yet, but it's possible that this may have been some of the factors, but none of that has been determined because nobody knows what really happened. But the biggest thing is that infidelity is also the cause, on the female side, the cause for a lot of domestic violence cases as well. Because you look at it as when you're pretty much, you're the boyfriend, the husband, and you're, what you're doing is you're investing a lot of time and money into the woman. It's not so much the woman, you know, that you're worried about losing. It's having wasted time and money. That's where your investments come into play. And when you see someone else getting what you've been working for, especially for free, just showing up, it gives off the wrong vibe. This is what makes men tend to rage out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, no one likes to have their time and money wasted, but that's what's going on. I'm going to go ahead and let you go.
No, that's interesting because I, before I brought you in, I was making a point that, you know, most of the time women forgive the guy and they keep going. But they'll often use that as like some kind of cloud over the guy's head. You know,
yep.
Don't you screw up. It's always, well, you should take me shopping. And you like, even if she doesn't say it explicitly, it's kind of there. She knows the guy is going to do what it takes to get her back, and she uses that to her advantage. But when you look at what you just said, the woman is just there in a relationship. Yes, she's investing time, but a man is investing his money, which could be put somewhere else in getting him a greater return, as opposed to him putting it into this woman who's in, she might be spending it on some other guy.
All right. We'll go ahead and downplay it for the audience.
I'm going to address that because I did a show on that. it's like what you said. So here he is putting his time and his money and a different kind of effort than the guy who's cheating with her. And that guy who's cheating with her is most likely not putting in the money, he's not putting in the same time, and not required to put in the same effort. And so here's the guy getting, as you said, in most cases, the only valuable thing she has to offer, and she's getting it at a discount or for free.
Yeah, basically. And like you said, holding infidelity, especially if you're a guy from your end, this is why I tell men as well. I know it's about female fidelity, but let's go ahead and touch up on our side as well. Because, you see, a lot of guys, you know, they want to do this whole begging and pleading thing for the woman's forgiveness if they get caught, you know, cheating. But the way I see it is, if you're going to go ahead and play that game, you slip up, just accept the consequences and do not take that woman back if she calls it off. Don't even try, because like you said, it's going to be collateral against you. Because down the road, she already got in her mind, more than likely, she's going to get payback, all right?
Exactly.
And she's going to do it with someone close to you to make it hurt more, probably a friend or family member. Because let's be real, a lot of guys throw principles out the window when it comes to a woman dropping them drawers, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you don't ever want to give a woman the satisfaction of doing that. So if you're going to go ahead and play that game, your best bet is to just acknowledge the relationship is over, the marriage, whatever it is, all right? But like you said, the whole thing about, you know, guys is coming in and getting all this stuff essentially for free. This is why I tell men, keep your investments low. Never put in more work than what the woman is putting in for you. Because you want to save yourself from that type of embarrassment, I would say, you know. And this is why a lot of incidents happen. Because all you hear is, oh, my God, I can't believe he would do this. Now, not making excuses, but you got to look at the factors. And more than likely, that probably wasn't her first time either. She just got caught.
Right.
So it's already been established that women cheat just as much, if not more, than men. They're just better at hiding it. And then you got the side dudes who are just more cooperative than side women will be. Because side women, they're going to want her spot.
Right.
And this is where they cause the drama. They'll show up at your job. They'll show up at your house. You know what I'm saying? If you are a clown and actually give them that personal information. So they will cause drama and make your life hell if you're not going to upgrade and promote her. So women don't have that problem in most cases when it comes to side dudes.
So let's see. I looked up this stat. Who cheats more, men or women, in 2021? Short answer, unsurprisingly, is men cheat more. Around 25% of married men and 15% of married women admit to sexual infidelity. Now, That's an interesting stat, right? So 15% of women admits cheating. The other stat is 30% of children born were born, were not the husband's child.
Mm-hmm.
So paternity fraud, 30%. And, you know, I was reading something, I don't remember what it was about, but they were talking about how around the United States, they created this project of ancestry, your family tree. So they were doing DNA from saliva swab, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by doing this project, you had to get saliva from your mother and your father, and then from the child. And 30% of the time around the nation, that was not their father. And there were cases where they had the mother come in and say, look, your child, you know, Johnny, your husband is not his father. And the mother says, oh, that makes sense. I mean, so.
Like it's no big deal, huh?
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, I can see that. So I mean, you know, if a guy cheats and he has a child and he takes care of another family in secret, I mean, you know, that's taking resources from his main family, his wife and his children.
Exactly.
Now,
you know,
if a woman cheats and a guy is taking care of someone else's seed, that's really deceitful. I mean, the guy doesn't even have a choice. And most likely the guy is putting most of the money. Once again, it's his time, his money, his effort. You know, he's looking to leave a legacy to someone who hasn't even earned it.
Yep, and it's funny you say that also, because in the UK, there was a lab, I can't remember, you can probably look it up right now as I'm talking, but there was a lab in the UK who did paternity tests, and they were realizing that there was an increase of men who were finding out that they did not father that child.
Wow.
And, you know, they gave these numbers, I can't remember what it was, but I shared it on my Instagram a while ago when I first found it. And they tried to downplay it, but it's important to remember that these guys had a reason to go ahead and get tested for why they found out. But what about the guys who think they don't have a reason, you know,
right, exactly.
That they think their woman is home chilling, that she's not calling over neighbors, you know what I'm saying? What about those who don't think? So, and Europe, I'm telling you, man, Europe got a lot of terrible examples that we don't want to follow. Like France, for example, and I brought it up a couple of times, they have a law called Preserving the Peace, and it's basically where a man is not allowed to find out without the courts and the woman's permission, court and woman's permission to find out if the child is his. Yeah. Because if he finds out the child's not his, then it might cause issues. You know what I'm saying? It's called preserving the peace. And Germany, I think, has similar laws. So what the Frenchmen were doing was they would try to take samples and send it overseas to elsewhere. But it's actually illegal for them to do so because that goes to customs. And if they get caught, it could be jail or a fine or both.
Really?
So that's the risk they take. Yeah, you can look it up right now. It's the risk they take to get answers. And I think it's ridiculous. If you expect someone, if you're going to force someone to be a father, at least give him the answers that he deserves.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
You're going to tell this guy come out of pocket for at least a couple decades, at least let him have the answers to find out. And personally, I don't think it has anything to do with preserving the peace. I think it's more about taking the bill of raising a child and throwing out any sucker that fits the bill. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we don't want, because we already know single mothers take up a lot of programs that cost a lot of taxpaying money. So it's like, hey, we're going to throw this on anyone who fits the bill. So, no, you're not allowed to find out unless we approve of this. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And I mean, in the U.S., on average, to raise a child from birth until 18 is about $250,000. So, that, you know, for women who say, I'm an asset to a man because I make children. It's like when you're talking about giving me a liability. How many of those liabilities? One, two, two, that means $500,000 is coming out of my pocket. I could have built a company with that. And that company would give me a return. And you know, and they may say, well, the kid could run the company. Maybe, I don't know. You know, that's, I mean, if you're their first teacher and you believe giving me a liability makes you an asset, then maybe I don't want you teaching them anything. So,
yeah, man. But you see, and it's the same thing that a lot of people don't understand about, what's that called? Assumed paternity laws. So this is where infidelity could also screw a man over. And this is also why people say a woman's cheating is a lot worse than a man's. You see, if a man is cheating, any kids he has is still his responsibility.
Right.
And pretty much the woman, through the power of the courts, can hurt him bad if she so chooses. But if a woman cheats, she still has options to where she's still good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because a good paternity says, hey, this child was born, you know, during the time you guys were married, or you signed that birth certificate, so you're automatically the father regardless. So that's the backdoor way out of alleviating accountability for women for their actions. You know what I'm saying? So a lot, this is why people, men get warned about getting into serious relationships with single mothers. Because you do that, there's really no way around with dealing with their children. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see them at the household. She's probably going to bring them with events. There's no way around it. And if she can prove in some states that you were interacting as a family, like you had them together, they met the parents and all that, she could get the guy on the hook for child support. You know what I'm saying? So that was just a little sidebar for those of you out there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that literally has happened. Hey, guys, if you're not subscribed to Red Pill Reason's channel, go check him out now. Subscribe to his channel. Check him out on Instagram. And smash the like button on this video. If you're not subscribed to my channel, this is a good opportunity to subscribe and hit the bell so you can get notified.
Mm-hmm.
And share this one, because we're going to drop some knowledge that men need to really know. And Red Pill, you just laid something out that it gets really ugly. So there's a true story where a woman, single mother, had to work. A next door neighbor was a guy who worked in IT, so he worked from home sometimes. And he saw the single mother's young child, like on a balcony or something. So, you know, he kind of looked out, hey, be careful. So the woman said, do you mind if he comes by and, you know, stay in your place? And he was like, sure. So dude moved to another building and he was like, yeah, I can't watch him anymore. So she went to the courts and said he was acting as a father, and he got hit with child support.
Oh, hell no.
She won.
And you see, there are so many examples we could talk about of how men are being forced to pay for other women's children or even their way of life, but that's a whole other topic.
Right,
but,
So it's to your point, if the man... If the woman cheats, there are so many ways women lose the law. I mean, that might seem like some extreme example, but there are so many ways. Even when you do prove it's not your child, I mean, imagine if all you did was watch the boy. Now, imagine if you're married or in a relationship and they find out, well, it's not your child. Well, sorry, sir. I think there was a case in Chicago where the judge said, yeah, I know your wife cheated and it's not your child, except you knew what kind of woman you married and you should have known better, and you need, even though the child's not yours, you still have to pay for it until it's 18. So men are getting hit hard. I did a show a few months ago that was talking about the amount of pregnant women that are getting murdered. And it's because a lot of men, they think that's the only way out. They're married and cheating with a side chick, and she gets pregnant. And they say, hey, you can't have it. And she threatens to have it. And they find that woman, you know, in a river somewhere. There have even been cases where the man's wife either helped him or did it herself. So women... cheating with a married man should think twice too, but we're going to get into that some more. But I want to go back to something we kind of joked about. I did a show a couple of years ago, had a guy come on a show, and he said he was talking about how to have sex for free with gold diggers. And he said he was in his early 20s dating a woman who was about 2 or 3 years older than him. And she was blatantly full out a gold digger, and she was seeing a guy who was much older than her, and she told her older guy, I want to make some suits for my father, here are his measurements, can you make suits for my daddy? And the guy said, sure, I'll help you and your father. And she gave the suits to this guy that she was seeing on the side. Not to her father. So this guy who was in a committed relationship with a woman who admits that she was a gold digger, the gold digger was cheating with this guy who was, you know, about her same age. And not only, to your point, was the younger guy not paying a dime, like nothing, mm-hmm. not taking her to dinner, nothing. He was getting tailor-made suits under the pretense that it was for her father.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And here's what I'm saying. I mean, you see, a lot of guys don't understand, for those who are fairly new to the game, unless you play both sides of the fence, as in you were the main guy or the side guy, a lot of women, what they do is they will treat the side guy like a king. I mean, they will even go to the supermarket and buy stuff to cook. They will go ahead and buy you stuff. Now, without even asking, they'll bring you stuff sometimes. But meanwhile, they deny this stuff to their husbands and boyfriends. And it's like, so, you know, when you see both aspects of this, it's like, you know, like, what's going on over here? You know, we're being taught to do one thing, but we're seeing the opposite happening, you know, being rewarded. So, okay, hold on. Let me adjust this comment real quick, Country Boy. You said, where in the blue hell do they do that at? You know, I'm glad he asked that, because you know what Too Short the Rapper is?
No.
Okay, well, he's a rapper from California. He's been rapping since, like, the 80s. And he actually has an interview on YouTube you can find right now with DJ Vlad about child support. And this is how easy a woman cheating can still trap you, you know what I'm saying? Because this pretty much depends on you not showing up to court. Because what women were doing was, because obviously he's rich, he's famous, he got money, what they would do is they would automatically blame him to be the father. And if you don't show up to the court date to answer for this, you're automatically assumed the father. That's it.
Wow.
So just like wow. that, without showing up, you're automatically the father. There's no way of reversing it, really. You don't know how you do that. So if you're not careful and vigilant, you don't check your mail, and all of a sudden you realize you get child support served. It's like, what's this? You missed a court date where you got to, you know, you were considered being a father. You didn't show up to explain your case. So guess what? Now you're automatically a father. That's it. So a woman cheating, let's say a boyfriend, girlfriend type thing, you know, you split up down the road, you know, and you just don't check your stuff, man, she could get you. I'm telling you, these courts, man, they're really not male friendly at all. You really have no options.
So what you're saying is this guy, this rapper, a woman mm-hmm. could potentially have never met him and just do that.
Possibly, yeah, in theory. That's what it sounds like. You can look it up. It's with DJ Vlad. It just put in Too Short DJ Vlad interview. You can watch it later. Or some of you guys, you could go ahead and check it out. He basically explains that that's what they were doing. They'll basically, like, just go to court, be like, hey, so-and-so is the father. He hasn't been paying child support. And then he'll get served a paper, like, hey, you got to show up on this day in court, you know, for this incident. And if he didn't show up, he'll automatically be the father. And guess what? He's on the hook for 18 or 20 years. Now, in New York, for example, I think if the child goes to college, I think he's stuck on the hook for child support until 22. So, to me, that's ridiculous. I mean, you're already an adult how many years ago, and you still got to pay, but yeah.
Interesting.
There's how women could get you to take care of kids that aren't yours. So, infidelity from the woman's side is a huge deal. People underestimate it. They sleep on it. And people think women aren't capable of this.
Right. They're saying in 2021, 15% of married women. But how do you get 15% and 30% has paternity fraud? So somewhere the numbers are not matching.
Wow, somebody is lying. I mean, typically, women are their most honest when they're anonymous, but yeah, the numbers don't add up right. Something ain't right.
I mean, that I gave you the example of the nationwide school experiment. So I forget what year. That might have been in the 90s when that happened. So, I mean, this is not new. This has been, the 30% has been around for a while, man.
Social media and dating apps just made it worse. That's all it did.
Yeah.
Because before, all women had to mess with were maybe guys that she already knew, or maybe she had to go out. Now she don't have to leave her house, so it's very easy for her, you know, to make this stuff happen.
Isn't there right? So there are some websites that are for discreet relationships. Like mostly married people go on there, and I guess
yeah.
If a woman wants to just exclusively be with married guys, I think Seeking Arrangement, something like that.
That's a sugar daddy site. I think you talk about like Ashley Madison.
I think there's a site called Seeking Arrangement,
mm-hmm.
and that might be about sugar daddy. Like there are women who only like dating married dudes. So even for the guys, if you're married, you know, or you're in a committed relationship, you cohabitate, you might want to think twice about that, because your side woman could put you in a really bad situation. And basically it's extortion. And it doesn't
mm-hmm.
even have to be your child.
Yeah.
You have a side woman, you're paying for her apartment or a phone bill, whatever the hell, you know, or you're paying nothing. She just wants to be with you. And she's now emotionally attached and wants you to leave your wife, and she may threaten. So I actually have a true story that kind of goes down that path. So in my 20s, I was seeing a married woman. This was the days before cell phones. So she gave me her home number. I call, a man answers, and I thought it was her brother or something. And so we talked for a bit, and she calls me back and then said, oh, you know, by the way, I told you, I'm married, right? I was like, how the hell would I know you're married? So you didn't have a ring on, you know, nothing. She said, oh, my husband answered. Okay. So I just went with it. So, of course, I was dating her for a while. And at some point I said to her, look, one day I'm going to meet a single woman who's available, and I'm going to stop seeing you. She said, I don't want to hear that. I don't know why you're telling. She was like this. I don't
like
want to hear that. I said, I'm just letting you know that day comes. And I think she was kind of like, well, I'm cheating on my husband. Why can't you cheat, right? I was like, look, I'm just telling you this is what's going to happen. So you know what? I met a woman, and I said, hey, you know, I'm looks like I'm going to get serious with this woman. And so I took the married chick out one last time for her birthday. It was at convenient time, and that was it. I didn't see her anymore. And she calls me up one day and said, I think I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I think that's a all right, go ahead. Let you finish the story.
Well, she wasn't, but there was an overlap between the single woman and a married. So I you know, I was having sex with both at some point, but then I cut off the married chick, and, you know, like, that's that. So I guess maybe the married trick was trying to reel me back in
mm-hmm.
some way. So I was thinking, man, if this gets out of hand, I don't want things to mess up with this other chick. So I told her, and she freaked out, but, you know, we were not really in a committed relationship at the overlap time. So so it turned out she wasn't pregnant. And I don't think I think she was just reaching for something, some way to get back in. And, you know, it just wasn't going to happen. So she wasn't pregnant. Nothing happened. And I just went on with my life.
Yeah, she was trying to keep you around just a little longer. And then hopefully maybe you'll get her knocked up for real. That was her whole game plan. So that's one of the ways they try to trap men. They're like, okay, if I can't have them one way, I'm going to keep them another way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But this thing about female infidelity, it's a dangerous game they're playing. Like, country boy thing over here, a lot of guys, you know, they're not going to just talk. They're going to act on that impulse, you know? And there is such a thing as crime of passion.
Right.
You know, a lot of guys don't, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think you can actually get off acting at the moment, if I'm not mistaken.
I think there have been people who've gotten off, and it was called a crime of passion, like a moment of mental insanity or something like that.
Yeah, so they can actually get off on that. I mean, it's one thing if he's premeditated, you know what I'm saying, like he does it a couple of days later, but if he just does it at the moment, like catches you in bed, and then he just acts. So if you wonder why I play that game, I mean, they didn't even know what the risk they're taking with this. And I say the same for men. If you're going to go ahead, you know, and get yourself some fun on the side, then just know the risk you're taking. You know what I'm saying? Because women, they don't take being a side chick for the long ride, you know, very well. Eventually, they're going to want that promotion. You know what I'm saying? And you're opening yourself up for a lot of drama. But for women, they're risking life. So, but yeah, go ahead.
Interesting you say that. So that same married woman, one night she comes to my house and she's angry with me. Like, you know, what's the deal? Oh, she said, I could never leave my husband for you. She had two sons. And I'm thinking, who told you to leave your husband? Like, where's this coming from? She's just saying, you're not the kind of man I could leave my husband for. You know, if I wanted to leave my husband and just be with you, I'm like, look, here's the deal. You should go home right now. Just go home. She was in her car, and I said, and if you ever see a single guy again, you just start running. You stay away from guys like me. And she said, yeah, that's right. That's what I'm going to do. So she went home. But you know what happened a few days later, right? So, right. So, but the single woman that I met at that time, and she said something interesting related to what you just said. She said, if you ever cheat on me, I couldn't be responsible for my actions, right? So I can't even promise you that I'm not going to hurt you. I just wouldn't be responsible. So she said those words out of her mouth. So there are women who I guess they get invested emotionally in a relationship, and they do have that fear and could be possible to do something out of control.
Yeah, and you see, the thing is, a lot of women, they won't do it themselves. What they'll do is they'll have their, you know, the guys that have been longing for them for a while, you know, they'll use their attack dogs and be like, hey, so-and-so did this. You need to go take care of it for me. You know what I'm saying? And this is where we get the whole thing with men, you know, fighting and dying over a woman's lies.
Right.
And then
right.
The news, you know, it comes out all the facts later. The woman's doing the boo-hoo thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like, she's the one that started all this.
Yep.
You know? But you see, the thing is, man, with this infidelity stuff, I mean, it's, you know, this is one of the things where you got to try to, it's important that people try to teach their sisters, their female cousins, or even their daughters, you know, the nature of the game, that listen, when a man gets heavily invested into you, just know that you are starting to tread into dangerous waters right now. A man who's invested is going to be a very clingy guy. You see what I'm saying? It's practically a red flag. I'm already telling my daughter this. Like, listen, a guy who does too much from the beginning, that is a red flag. That is not chivalry. That's not being a gentleman. This guy, you need to avoid him at all costs. And I even teach her, like, hey, because she's already at that age where she's going to start dating soon. I mean, I don't want to admit it to myself. I mean, it's every dad's worst nightmare, but what can you do, right? That's life. So you got to start acknowledging that it's going to happen. And I tell her, like, if you're talking to the guy, things ain't working out, just tell him, like, hey, you know, I appreciate the interest, but I just don't see this going nowhere. I'll just pay my half, you know what I'm saying? And then let bygones be bygones. So like I said, investments come from the money, not necessarily the woman herself. So just pay your half, and that's it. Call it quits. Block the number or whatever you got to do. You know what I'm saying? Well, don't let a man become too heavily invested, because a heavily invested man can become dangerous.
So I sent you a video, and then you put a second follow-up. I want to show actually both of them. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who's heavily invested.
Oh, that prisoner? That female prisoner?
Yeah. I mean, I don't even want to say. I'm just going to show. It's really short, and I'll show the follow-up. But I think this is the kind of thing you're warning your daughter about.
Think that Nicole is using me. My family thinks that Nicole is using me. They can talk all they want, but at the end of the day, if I want to put all my eggs in that one basket, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh my God.
I'm stuck in my hands.
Oh.
Oh my God, that makeup is on your face.
That's all right.
This prison makeup.
Damn.
This is crazy.
It's real.
It's real.
Yeah.
When I walked out of the prison and I saw Deontay waiting for me. It was the best feeling ever.
All right, you guys heard that. She walked out of a prison. This woman is just coming out of prison and meeting this guy.
It was the best feeling ever.
It's my heart right here.
Before I got out, Deontay planned on having sex right away. I told him not to rush it, so I don't know why he's acting like so surprised. We're not even allowed to hug in prison. I have not been touched in 4 years. That makes me uncomfortable.
I haven't had sex in a year and a half in order to maintain my loyalty and be faithful to Nicole. As far as Nicole having sex, I'm not sure what she did in there. But I think that since me and Nicole have been dating, she has not seen anybody else other than me.
I didn't hit the jackpot. You're fooling me today.
It's fooling you every day. This is a woman I'm going to spend the rest of my life with, so I can wait another day to be intimate with her.
I'll let you look at me in the bra. I can do some sexy ass selfies too. I don't know if I'm going to stay at the house tonight.
You don't know.
I know that you want me to, but I just feel like...
You don't want to stay, you don't have to.
I just haven't seen my mom in a really long time. My gosh, this is my mom's house.
Hey, man, she giving red flags or what?
Big time. I mean, she's making all these disclaimers right off the bat to all that man has done for her. Is like, again, this is what I'm talking about with investments. Don't put too much into women, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't buy genuine desire. And I don't know if you have that portion that I share where basically...
I'm going to show it. I'm going to show it.
Okay, I'm not going to give it away then.
Yeah. The red flag... So I'm playing this also for guys. Like, guys, it's good for guys to see those red flags also. And after I show this, I'm going to take a couple of calls. We have a few people sitting waiting. So give me a sec. Give me about a minute, guys.
All right. So we're going to go meet her and everything.
I think I'm just going to go in here by myself.
Well, hold on. What now?
I want you to meet my mom eventually. I want, when you meet my mom, I want to be special.
I get that. Nicole wants to take things slow. Nicole is the best decision I've ever made in my life, so I can see how she knows.
This guy needs his father, his grandfather, his uncle. He needs some people. He needs some men around him. If he's saying the best decision he made was to be with a woman who just spent 4 years in prison. Come on. What do you think, Red Pill?
He believes that false narrative that she must be a good woman just because she's making a way, she's holding back, she's not giving up that easy. She's not giving up easy to you. You already got someone else lined up that you don't know about. She already got the backup plan, which is his sucker ass.
Yep.
But she can go have her fun right now that he don't know about. And I often get a lot of guys, that come... I'm sure you've seen them on my page. They say some of the dumbest shit, yo. Like, when you get your money up, there are levels to the game that dispel the red pill theories. Oh, really? Like, they say this stupid shit. It's like, don't you know you're paying for what someone else is getting for free right after you've done paying her bill or sending her money? Like, she's probably buying the side dude. Let's go back to what we said in the beginning. She's probably buying the other dude, a present or food with that money, you clown.
Yep. That's why I shared that. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? She actually does, in fact, I think, if it goes on.
You let the cat out the bag, man. I'll show that one.
Oh, my bad. I wasn't thinking, but...
hold on.
Setting up a wedding and everything and getting married.
Did you guys hear that? He said...
I can see us, setting up a wedding and everything.
Setting up a wedding and everything.
And getting married.
Getting married. Now listen to her.
There's a few things that I haven't told Deontay, but, just because I'm in love with him doesn't mean I don't want to talk to anybody else anymore. I literally just got out of prison. I'm not married. Like, I have a lot of life to live, and I mean, just trying to have a little fun.
My family thinks that.
Well, enough said.
Don't argue with her.
You know what I'm saying? But these guys, you know, they really think that by spending money, you know, and just showing that they got the bread, that that's how you get the woman. That's not how it works, you clown. Now, if you're like 60, 70 years old, and you want a good-looking woman in her 20s, then yeah, that comes a time where you got to give a woman a little more, you know? Let's be realistic, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's when you got to start playing the game a little differently. But around his age, God, you don't got to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But this, that's a perfect example right there of a woman where she'll go ahead and she'll tolerate the provider, but she still wants fun on the side, you know, with the guys who probably can't, are not even capable of doing a fraction of what he's doing, you know. He put on a pedestal this high, the other guys are just, they don't even send her though what you're doing, Tex. It's WYD at 1:30 in the morning, you know, and she's going to respond to that shit.
Exactly.
But.
Yep. So let me bring in a few callers here. They've been waiting patiently. So I'm going to bring area code 870. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. So are you, 605 and 310. So 870, what's your name and where you call from?
Country Boy.
What it is, Country Boy. What it do, little T.
What's going on, man? How you doing? Thanks for calling.
Trying to keep my composure, Ted, because it's a real hot topic what you and Red Pill Rican talking about this evening.
Yeah, this is say hi to Red Pill, man. He's in the house. He's laying out some
What up,
stuff.
Red Pill?
Good,
yeah,
man.
He laying him out, but I'm going to be knocking him out right here, little Ted, because that's what I was telling you. They want to be married, but like I told you on the cover show, they still want to go out here and haul around behind that man back. And according to all this red pill information out there, ain't no way in hell that's going to happen with me, T. Do you hear me, red pill, Rick, and do you feel me, bro?
I hear you, man.
I don't know what these folks do. They got the wrong one right there. I'm country, but I don't need nobody to get it twisted with me.
I'm telling you, man, you see, that's what I'm saying. Women better be careful about playing these games, you know. It's not uncommon to hear about this type of stuff. Remember that story that happened a few months ago where the guy...
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, man. My bad.
Nah, you saying you telling the truth because it's another brother. I don't know if you're familiar with him, Red Pill, but he goes by the name of RPM. And he be putting them Red Pill deals out there, too. He's saying that when he's saying it's hockey man time, that brother telling you when these men are fed up and they ain't taking that disrespect no more, they can start knocking some of these women off. And on top of that, he closed his shows, Red Pill, with telling these women, sooner or later, them lights going to go out, and then what you going to do? And feminism going to go out with it.
You feel what I'm saying? And this is what I'm saying, you know what? But this is why it's also important for men to have this knowledge beforehand, because we got to face the reality. I mean, even with all this knowledge, there's still going to be men who will get into relationships. There's still going to be men who get into marriage. You know what I'm saying? The men who typically do this, though, is because they're not aware. You know, they're caught, what's that word I'm thinking of? You know, they're caught off guard with this stuff. So they don't know what to do. They don't know what to react. Whereas if we were to get into a relationship or something like that, if it happens, it's like, you know what? First off, we're going to know the signs coming already,
right,
like the pullback.
You'll smell it.
Yeah.
Before, right.
So it's not going to surprise us. So we're
right.
Already anticipating, you know, her slipping up and us catching us. So guys like me, we're just going to be like, all right, well, I'm out. Move on to the next one.
Right.
But a lot of these guys don't know what we know. So these are the reasons, and that's most men. And that's why women end up laying in the dump somewhere, because they encounter these types of men. You know, they're playing games with these guys. I mean, these guys got them a whole house and all this stuff. They're, you know, more than likely, you know, they're doing the real man thing. They're paying all the bills. They come home, help out with the chores. And then they find out they're doing stuff for Harley riding Harry, who didn't give her so much as a dime. You know what I'm saying? And the guy finds out and is like, okay, now you're on the 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock news, whatever.
Well, look at the guy in the clip I just showed. I mean, this guy's got really good intentions. You know, it's I mean, he's being a good guy. And he said, I'll spoil you. Like, he's ready to marry her. You know, this whole idea of making her an honest woman. He's ready to do all the right things, but she is not.
Thing about it is, Ted, they only want that after they done hit the wall, Ted. That was pissing a lot of dudes off. You ain't got nothing better to offer that man if he done better himself, Ted.
Yep. But I'm saying that even if you didn't hit the wall, this woman, she looks like she's young. And she's, well, I'm going to show a second clip, but the point I'm making is that he's a guy who wants to do the right thing, and he can't see the signs that she's just not into him. So that's the guy who won't see it, and when it hits him, it'll hit him hard, and he freaks out because he can't believe it happened. Like, where is it coming from? But, you know, and maybe, well, even though his family, he said his family told him that she's using it. So now he's going to do the opposite to prove that, you know, he's right, and that will be crushing to someone like him.
Yep, and that's another thing.
Where did you get these clips from? Are they from a reality show, like Hoes from Prison, or what?
What's up, Joe?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Hey, Kendrick,
it looked like a reality
show. Hey, Joe, wait your turn, man. Wait your turn.
But wait my turn.
He unmuted me.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, okay. No problem, Joe. No problem, Big Joe.
Who's up, guys? All right, hold on. Hey, go ahead, Red Pill, and then Joe, you go.
Yeah, man. But okay. That brings up another point. So you talking about the family and all that was getting involved about how, like I said, this could be a topic for another type of video, either for me or you or whatever. But about how women are easily influenced through outside factors, while us guys, you know, if we're with a woman, other people could be warning us. They're like, nah, not her. She's different. She wouldn't do that. And I'm going to prove it, you know. But for women, though, when they got outside factors, you know, going in their head, they want to listen to it. And this is how they end up losing good men. But that's, like I said, that's a whole different topic, you know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to bring that up.
Hey, good point. And Joe, I want you to go. But I actually made a video last year with a woman who was my ex. And that's exactly her friends and family from her country told her, gave her really bad advice, and she made a bad move. And then she later, when I ended it, she's like trying to figure out what happened, right? So I asked her to make the video to tell people, don't let your friends influence you when you have something that's good. So,
exactly. And they got to say that you're grown. Whatever decisions you make is your decisions. Don't interfere. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can give out advice. Hey, you know, if I were you, I wouldn't do this or look out for this. But if they want to act against your advice, hey, it's on them. Don't feed into people's ears, you know. Don't put stuff into their heads.
Right, exactly.
A lot of it is jealousy, too, though. That's another thing people need to realize.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. There are tons of guys who have gone through ugly divorces because their wife had some single woman who was angry and whispering in her ear, he's using you, and it's like, and then after the divorce is over, she's like, why did we get a divorce? You know, so.
Yeah, or women who had their husband for 30 years, you know, their twice divorced sisters are telling her, like, why is he doing that? Why is he doing that?
Exactly.
And then she decides to leave the guy that she had for 30 years and realize, okay, what the hell did I do? Now you're in the same boat with the other miserable women, you know, because misery loves company. So, hey, if they can't be happy, nobody can. You know what I'm saying? So you definitely can't listen to what women say, especially because if they're not happy, they're going to make sure you're not happy either.
Well, if you're not living the life you want, why the hell are you listening to? Look, you work out in the gym. So some fat dude who comes in out of shape and, you know, can barely breathe, and he's like, yo, man, let me give you a routine.
Oh, I'll throw that shit in the trash.
I got a routine for you, Teddy.
Let Joe go first.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, no, I was just asking where you got the clips from. And with regards to that stat that you recorded about 30% of marriages or relationships that having children that don't belong to the father, I read that it was about, I didn't read that it was all relationships. I just read that it was about marriages with kids, four kids in the family, And 25% of those types of families that have four kids in the family, 25% of them, like one out of the four kids, is an illegitimate bastard. Is, you know, it's from somebody else. Man, but if you've got other stats, yeah, wow. If you've got other stats, 30% of all marriages, holy shit.
You remember that incident in the UK where the guy found out all three kids weren't his? And he randomly got tested one day and found out he'd been sterile his whole life.
Oh,
and then when
man.
He finally confronted his wife about it, she knew she was busted. She was like, of course you're their dad. You're the only father they ever knew. Like, that's supposed to sue things, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
Puerto Rican.
And she refused to disclose who the real father was, but she had to pay the guy who they thought was the father. She had to pay her husband back X amount of dollars, which is crumbs compared to how much she paid for three kids.
Right.
Over so many years, and the kids are disrespecting him. They think it's his fault. So,
yo, Ray P.
Huh?
Not to cut you off, bro. But my man went somewhere when you were talking about him. And I would like to say this, Ray P. If that dude had been me, ain't no way in God's name. I know I wouldn't be able to take it. Something would have been unhappy in the worst possible way, Ray P. I'm just telling you the honest God truth, and that's what's going to have to start happening. Because they need to stop with this paternity fraud, and they need to start finding out who the dad is before that child born in this world, Red Pill. Get that cord blood tested.
A lot of women defend this, man. You see the comments on their posts where women get exposed for paternity fraud. They'd be like, oh, well, he should have checked that beforehand. Or, the children think he's the father. He's still the father. You know, every single excuse every single thing that can alleviate the woman for accountability and responsibility, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like, hey, you know, in case I'm in a situation, I want to be given ways out as well, you know? So it's just like when you read the comments, women give themselves away. You see, a smart woman out there needs to get all women together and be like, hey, stop spilling our secrets on the internet because – you know, men are starting to see this and they're waking up. You know, a smart woman needs to take charge and let that be known because we already see where their minds are at, where most of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't think it's a big deal to go ahead and trick another man into father and take care of someone else's children. You know what I'm saying? They got excuses.
I have no idea how pervasive paternity fraud is.
You know, and it was like a past
Reggie,
where something happened.
Mm-hmm. Reggie, probably I want to speak on it, but Reggie's waiting. I'll go after Reggie.
Hey, wait. Let me make a. We have a woman listening, and she made interesting comments about, you know, this guy could end up in jail for first degree murder, and she said, "Good thing we don't have minority report in operation." LOL. So. Look, this Red Pill, you and I talked about this. Women, and you have a daughter, and you are telling your daughter that men are dangerous. You don't you do not just make a woman feel like, or girl, that there are no consequences if she can do anything she wants with a man, because there are men out there who will flip, and you never saw it coming. It's not that they were a nice guy or a bad guy, and women do not understand how a man's brain works. And when you put him in a situation that just overwhelms him, he's going to retaliate, and you have no control over how he retaliates.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say this is unfair and you're taking advantage of me of being a woman, but you should have thought about the fact that you're with a man who's dangerous, and you don't put yourself in a situation that can have him retaliate in a way that could hurt you or take your life, because a lot of men will do it. I don't know if it's law anymore. In Brazil, if you caught your wife cheating, you could just blow her away right there, and there's no penalty, nothing. I don't think they have that law anymore, or maybe, you know, it's some borderline cases. But at one time, it was like that, like just flat out, like sort of crime of passion, what you were saying.
Yo, T.
What's that? Country boy.
I mean, it's almost to the point like what you just said don't sound like common sense no more. Any dude can be capable of doing some of the most heinous crimes is close to is first or second degree murder. But it seems like they just all these so called nice guys just soft and he just a wimp and he gonna be able to take it. But who's for any of us to say that nice guy won't snap to you? Who would say that?
I don't
see what I'm saying.
I don't think women understand that well enough. Yeah.
And this is why I think it's important for men to be active in the children's lives as well, so that you could give your daughters the perspective of men. You know what I'm saying? Because this is why I'm telling her, like, listen, a lot of these guys who do this stuff, they have potential to be dangerous. You know, when they think you're playing with their money, you know, their feelings and all that, stuff can happen. We have a thing called testosterone, all right? It can cause a lot of aggressiveness, especially under a situation like that. So this is not something you want to play with, all right? So this is why I say, like, hey, don't be using guys. Don't be playing games.
Yeah, here's the update on some paternity fraud. There was a guy in prison. He was, I forget if he was married or not. He had a girlfriend. Girlfriend never came by for conjugal visits. She got pregnant. He gets out of prison. He now has to pay child support for that offspring. I don't know if he got the court order reversed, but he had to pay for it at least for a while. And then there was another case where I think I told it on your show, Ted, where two doctors are going to bed. Two doctors now, two MDs. They had sex, but he did not come inside her. What happened was she gave him some head. She takes the jism. Remember, I goes inside the bathroom, puts the jism in a bag, takes the bag home, uses a turkey baster, and ingests and drops the jism into her vagina. She gets pregnant. Hey. Now she admits all of this in front of the judge, but the judge says the guy has got to pay her child support because she did not steal the cum. It was a gift. That's how he termed it. It was a gift.
That's what happened. I know this kind of off top about infidelity. It's more about child support now, but I'll throw something in there about it. And that's why a lot of basketball players, football players, you know that, a lot of athletes going through the pros, one of the briefs they get is that, hey, because they know that you're going to draw attraction from a lot of women, all right? You're on TV, you're famous, they know you're rich. If you're an athlete, more than likely you're a tall guy or you got a good build, right? So the women are going to go crazy over you. You're a total package. So they tell these guys, hey, if you have sex with these women, use a condom and you flush it down the toilet. Because what they would do is they would pick up out the trash, right. Say, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. But what they're really doing is they're taking it and they're emptying it into themselves. And that's how they would get pregnant. And now these guys are still paying child support from stolen sperm for like $15,000 a month. For like God knows how many years. These guys just made a lottery ticket out of themselves.
Exactly.
And there's another reason why I say child support needs a limit. It shouldn't be a come up for broke women because they don't want to get a job. It should be what the child needs, not the father's income. Or if it's under those circumstances, she don't get shit because she stole it. You know, it's deception.
Hey, someone just...
Hey, Red Pro, have you ever put that kind of example on your page? Because I know the comments from women would be, well, he shouldn't have trusted her. Well, wait a minute. That's his girlfriend or that's his wife. What do you mean he shouldn't have trusted her?
It's theft. It's deception.
So someone just wrote something. There was also a hotel maid that pulled a doctor's condom out of the trash can and shoved it inside of her to impregnate herself.
I'm telling you, that should not be legal. Like, I don't get it.
That's theft. That's stealing private property.
I mean, you know, yeah, but where did that man say it come from, though?
If men had more say-so, like able to opt out, like women could opt out of motherhood, or if there was a limit on child support, this type of fuckery would not be so widespread as it is. You know what I'm saying? This is called abuse of the legal system, basically. That's what it is.
Yo,
it's abuse.
Yo, Red Pierre.
Okay.
Shout out to my Arab brothers and sisters over there, cause they doing something right, and I believe we gonna have to go back to being just as strict a society as they was, and I guarantee you we wouldn't have these problems.
Did you hear about the case where the woman who was pregnant, She goes to the welfare office, and she sits down in front of the caseworker, and he asks her, who's the father? And she goes, takes out a phone book, and she uses her finger to trail down the phone book, stops at a name, and says, that's the father. And they had to go after that guy in order to try to get him to pay child support.
Wow.
Crazy, crazy. All right, guys,
yep.
let's stay on topic. So I've got two callers, 310 and 617. 310, you go first. What's your name and where are you calling from?
It's West Coast. It's Reg. I've been sitting here patiently waiting.
What it do, Reg?
Appreciate
What's
that.
What's up, dog? Country boy.
Hold up, Reg, and I want you to go. It's 617. What's your name and where are you calling from? 617. All right, go ahead, Reg. Thanks for calling.
Oh, no. I was just calling up. Yeah, so
what's
going comment.
On? It's right. Mighty Mo from Boston. All
right. Okay, Mo.
Oh,
all right.
Hey, what's up, Ted? Can you hear me?
All right. Yeah, loud and clear, man. You must have been on mute.
You can't hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, Mo. Let Reggie go first. Reg, go ahead. And it sounded like you went into a tunnel or something, Reg.
No, I'm sitting here at the house, man. I didn't really know what you meant about the topic when you said infidelity and you said how men react to it. I didn't know if you were referring like a married man would come home, catch his wife cheating, how would you react to it? So, because when I came on and you and Red Del Rican were talking, you know, it was kind of all over. So what does this topic really entail?
Put that on the table.
Hmm?
You can put that on the table. If he comes home and catches his wife cheating, how should he respond?
Yeah, in the bed or with his best friend or something. What do you, you know, my whole thing is not for you to, not for a man to destroy his whole life. That's where I'm going to go with it because. For some reason, when you're talking about infidelity, I don't know if you mean infidelity within the marriage or cohabitation or boyfriend, girlfriend, or however you want to look at it, though. But the bitch don't belong to you. She's not yours. When you let your emotions, when you let your emotions, your ego, your pride, all of this get caught up in this chick and whatever. That's when this type of stuff happens. If you come home and you find her getting banged by your best friend in your bed, you need to look at them, close the door, and go sit in the room. They're not going to do anything. They're scared now. They think you're about to blow off and stuff. But you just let, you know, because she don't belong to you.
Really?
If you married abroad, she doesn't belong to you. That's why I don't see why these guys... Hold up, country boy. Let me finish. Okay. That's why I don't see why a guy would want to get married in today's time or within the last 20 or something years. Because after the feminist movement, the equality and all the way things just turned upside down, there's really no benefit to you because the kids don't belong to you. She don't belong to you because she can get up and leave. And just like you guys were talking earlier, she can cheat. Get pregnant by somebody else, and since you are legally married to this chick, that kid is yours. And I know a guy that happened to at Northwest Airlines when I worked there for 20 years. And actually, he was from Boston, and he's kind of a racist type of dude in a way. So when it happened to him, after he left, but he couldn't afford. But he still got hit with the kids, and they had kids, so he had to end up getting back with her and eating that. But you still caught in that situation, so it's really a scary time, you know. And just like when Red Till Rican brought up that topic about a chicken just pick out your name, you get served. They're gonna mail something to your house. I heard where this happened, where they mailed it, the guy moved. So he never got it. Then he ended up getting talking about, you didn't show up to court. He said, hell, I don't live there. I haven't lived there in in months or years or whatever it was. You know what I mean? So it's a racket. It's a racket. It's a cold-blooded racket. It's a cold-blooded racket. And that's what I'm telling guys is you got to think about it. This chick had a guy who was nice enough to watch her kid so she could go do what she needed to do to better maybe go to school. She was working. He said, you know, let me help you out, you know, da, da, da. And then he's like, hey, I can't do it anymore. I got my own shit to do. Oh, girl, hey, he been watching it. You think I could get on and then go get him on that thing? Just think about how cold, how calculated, how soulless, how you can't even have a conscience. That's a soulless creature, you know.
That's the
you
one
really have to think about that. Wait, country boy, hold on. And check it out. That could happen to anybody. Let's suppose country boy hit it big, right? He rolling through Arkansas in a nice Benz now or Rolls. And she said, oh, he got money. And then she find out, you know, she go to your mailbox and get your name. She get knocked up by some loser. And just go put your name down because she know you got the money, hoping that you won't show up to court. Now, I heard Rican when he talked about Too Short. Too Short is not the only guy, rapper, that have to. A rapper has had three chicks try to pull that on his ass already. Three chicks.
All right, guys. Hey, we're going to
put his name.
Red, we're going to start down child support. That's not the topic for tonight.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. So my whole thing is,
do you guys want to talk after Reggie? Because I got something I want to say after Reggie wraps up.
Oh, yeah, but my whole thing about it is that us as men in this day and time, I don't know if it's female nature or it's the system that allows this type of shit to go on, or the system that's feeding female nature. You just got to think about, you know, this guy is this guy is not responsible for this child being here, but you're putting the responsibility on him.
All right. That's it for the child support. Hey, Red Pill on Instagram, you got a fun, 1157. Yay, Rican is my hero. So he's on YouTube live stream, so you can see him there. But you just give a shout out to fun, 1157, Rican. He's checking us out.
Oh, right. Okay. Okay, as far as infidelity is, what do you think what I said is don't put your soul and put all your emotions and feelings into these women. That's all I got to say.
And
she doesn't belong to you.
So that's good stuff.
Good stuff, Reggie. You guys mind if I cut in right quick?
Hold on.
I want to say shout out to Ted. What up, Ted?
Hey,
peace, man. How's everything?
Hey, hold on, Mo. 1 second. Hey, Reg, that's part of the reason I wanted to have this conversation because, you know, how should men respond to infidelity? There are cats out there who get so upset, they blow the woman away and then shoot themselves. So, you know, you said, you could end up in jail, right? So after you kill the woman and you've ruined your life for maybe forever. But in other cases, a man takes his own life. Sometimes he may take the children out and, you know, in spite also. So this is an important for men to have.
Of course, but Ted, this still goes back to everything that you said about them earning it too. You've got to make her put just as much into you as you putting it. If that door is not going, then you can get caught up in this way. And that's what I'm trying to say is, you know, that you understand by making her, if she ain't kicking in, then you don't kick in.
Right. Exactly. What's going on, Justin?
Mm-hmm.
You got a fan, Red Pill on IG, you know, on 1157, you're his hero. All right.
His hero.
That's what he said.
Who's that and where?
That's what he said on IG, man.
Just now?
Yes, on IG. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know who that is, but all right.
Exactly.
Hey, can I grab that torch now? Do you guys mind if I grab that torch right quick?
Hey,
go ahead, Mo. Grab the torch, homie. Go grab it, Mo.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been patiently waiting for a long time now. I'm glad to finally be on air. It's been a very long time since I called in. But before I get into it, I want to send a shout out to Ted Santos. What's up, bro? And I want to send a shout out to Red Pill Rinkin as well, man. I love your content, bro. And I'm glad to see you on this podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I love what you do, man. As a fellow content creator myself, I know how difficult it can be at times to just keep bringing out that content. But I see what you're doing, and I appreciate your work. Both of you guys. You too, Ted.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you.
Love is love. Love is love. You know, before I get into it, I got two things that I wanted to bring up. The first thing that I'll bring up is along the today's theme. And the second thing I'm going to bring up is an example of something that I heard while listening. But before I dive into it, I just wanted to say, like, you know, my schedule's crazy as is, and like one of my main biggest reasons for not calling in is I love order. I hate chaos. And like sometimes when we have these platforms, we get a bunch of men on, you know, I notice it's not just here, it's various platforms that the topic could be whatever, and then you listen in and then you realize the conversation, it goes so many different places and ends up being off topic. And all the things that the men bring up, they're valid. You know what I mean? Some cases, some men are just venting about things they may have went through or shit that bugs them or shit they don't like, you know? And then they're talking about, you know, you're far off from the topic. I like order. I like to keep things around that topic, you know? So with that in mind, I'm going to get into it, you know? In my opinion, I think Patrice O'Neill handled it the best way and had the best response to infidelity. And infidelity, like, that's just cheating for Mary. Because when your boyfriend and girlfriend, you know, and y'all break up or somebody cheats, you just call it cheating. You don't call it infidelity. But that term infidelity is more for married couples, you know. But, you know, what Patrice O'Neill said, you know, if you come home and you catch your girl fucking somebody else, you don't get mad. You have to be, he said, your power is in your ability to be but you got to be nonchalant, non-invested. You don't care. You can't be emotional.
Indifferent.
You know? He said when you see it, you want to give the guy a high five, congratulate him. And he said, thank you. I'm glad somebody else, I fucked her. I've been waiting for someone else to come fuck her so she could be the next man's headache. You know, offer to buy the man a beer. You know what I mean? Tell him there's a beer in the fridge. Let me grab you a beer. You guys can finish up, do your thing. Do everything but get mad, because the woman kind of wants you to get mad. And she feels like she wins in a way if you get mad, you know, or even worse, if you try to fight the guy. No, congratulate the guy and let her go. You should be happy. But, you know, too many men are pedestal women. That's the problem. Too many men pedestal women, and they overvalue the women more than they value themselves. And that's a huge problem. And to wrap things up, something I heard about, you know, when you guys was talking about the NBA players and the put the flush the condom instead of just putting it in the trash. I like Tom Likas method. I don't know how many guys out here are fans of Likas or Likas 101 with the hot sauce. It's the old hot sauce trick. So the hot sauce trick is after you thin your condom, you take some hot sauce or some Tabasco sauce and you put it inside the condom while with your cum. Dump a bunch of Tabasco sauce in there and then put it in the trash can. If she goes to the bathroom and you hear a scream that sounds like something that crawled out of hell, you know that she just took the your sperm and tried to put it inside her, because that Tabasco sauce will burn her fucking cunt up. Trust me. Tabasco sauce kills the sperm cells as well. So she can't get pregnant and she's going to have a burning pussy. But, after that, I digress. But, you know, I just want to just wrap it up with just by saying, you know, what should you do if you catch her cheating? You let her go. You don't get angry. You don't fight. You don't want to know why. You don't want to know how long this is going on. You don't got nothing to talk about. You distance yourself. You get space. You don't have much talk with her at all. If you have to communicate with her, make all your communications be text messages and emails, something you could show in court. But, you know, you distance yourself. You keep it moving. You file for divorce. You know, and hope for the best with depending on what state you're in, you know. But I say to avoid all of that, don't get married. You don't have that problem, legally at least. But that's it, man. I pass the torch after that.
Well, Mo, I just wanted to say that guys get all pissed off because they've invested so much more into the broad when she was just basically not doing nothing. He was all engulfed in her, and then when it goes down, that's when he flips out. That's why I say that you have to make her accountable. She has to be kicking in. She has to be giving.
Even if she's not giving, the reason why men flip out is because of red pill rage. If you know female nature and you've already digested the red pill and you know what she's made of, then you're not going to be surprised by anything that she does, and you know that you can replace her at the drop of the dime. You know that you're the value and she's not.
The only thing about it is
men who have a scarcity mindset. You know, and they pedestal the woman and invest more into the woman than into themselves. I went on a date recently with this Colombian woman. First time dating a Colombian woman, and that was an amazing experience. Finally, I talked to someone and dated someone who was non-Black American and not the same.
Good for you.
You know.
Thank
you, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem, though.
You know, the thing is, I let it be known from the beginning with our date. I wasn't going out the way to date you. I told her, on my nights off, I go to this 80s barcade, and I'm going to be there this night. You feel free to tag along with me. So I'm letting her know that whether you decide to come or not, I'm going to be here that night doing my thing. So this isn't like a technical date. This is you coming with me. I'm inviting you into my world. You know what I mean? I'm not going out of my way to impress you or to take you to some place I wouldn't normally go to make you feel good or happy or comfortable. No, I'm inviting you into my world, and I was going to be there doing my thing with or without you, you know? I hate to get off topic, but I will just say this. It was also like it was cool to finally talk to a woman about simple things like sexual biology, like hypergamy, polygamy, and shit, right? And not have the woman getting her feelings. Talk about hydrangeophilia and not have her getting her feelings. I swear to God, like every single Black woman I've spoken to about hypergamy or hydrangeophilia, they get me a feeling, they personalize it, you know, they go through all kinds of bullshit. And like me talking to this woman, it was her first time hearing the words. We discussed the definition and we had an adult conversation about it. She knew about the acting and behaviors like most of us do. She just didn't know the role.
All right, well, stop being a hypocrite. Let's get back on topic. Get back on topic.
Exactly, but I had to set up.
Trust me, we on topic.
Hey, hold on, Mo. Someone wrote in response to your Tabasco tactic. A man did that and got charged with second-degree assault. He got 3 years in jail.
Okay.
What?
But I bet you taught her a lesson like that. You mess around and bring Jace before he's out of me. Don't play with me like that.
That's crazy. 3 years for that shit? That's crazy.
But listen, it still goes back to what I've been saying. Is it the broad or is it the system?
Hold on.
Red Pill Rican, think about what I just said. First you go about, before it's picking the innocent dude to kind of put him on the kid. And then this happens, and he still gets penalized for her trying to step in. Is it the broad or is it the system?
It's the system.
I say it's both.
Mm.
You know, we can sit back and agree with it every day, but ultimately it's what we allow.
Exactly.
And you got to look at the lawmakers as well, because another thing that guys don't understand, I don't think any of us ever made a video or anything like that specifically touching this, but women vote more than men. So what these guys are doing is they're going to go ahead and they're going to make laws that are going to cater to the people who are going to vote more. Women also spend more than men. So what they're doing is they're going to lean towards the side that's giving them the most benefit. Who's going to put them in office? Who's going to pay their bills? You know, who's going to pay their paychecks? So if you keep enabling this behavior and us men, we're not taking action, then you can't really blame women too much. You know what I'm saying?
So There's more women on the planet or in the country than there are men. So how we can't outvote them? They got the numbers.
But Reg, but see, this is the one thing Red Pill didn't say, is that what women do is they hire lobbyists to write policies, and men can do the same mm-hmm. thing. Government is not there to be a powerhouse. They are just mediators. So when men come up with one policy and women come up with an opposing policy, and we're both feeding them, we're both the hand that feeds them because we're writing a check for their campaign contributions, they've got to listen. And they're going to be a stalemate, right? And they're going to have to look at the laws, and men have an opportunity to be in the best interest of society. But men would have to be as organized and supportive of one another, regardless of race and socioeconomic class. We'd have to put together some kind of super PAC and put together the money, hire the appropriate lobbyists, make our campaign.
We got the money. Well,
we have the policies that we know are in the best interest, and it can be done, but as long as men kind of sit back and say there's nothing we can do about it, women will just keep running like a dog off a leash.
And men who are okay. able to as well. You forget that. It's not just women. You got men that take the side of women over any little thing because they've been brought up with that, hey, women are the chronic victims of toxic masculinity.
Right.
So we need to be a woman's ally. So it's not just women. It's guys like that. Yep. And it makes things worse. These guys go ahead, they put themselves in a position of power. Now they get the authority to go ahead and exercise that power in favor of women as well. Then you got those that they accept sexual favors from women for that promotion, you know,
right.
you know, for that whole
Ray
of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Ray P.
Yeah.
I got a philosophy, Ray P.
That's a form of enabling. Even landlords who don't take rent payments, they let the woman give up the body. That is still a form of enabling entitled lazy behavior. You know what I'm saying? You know the guys we're up against, fellas. It's not just women.
Hey, Reed,
yo.
You got an old world philosophy, bro.
No,
let dogs lay with dogs and let trash procreate with trash, Red Pill. That's an old world philosophy. Until enough people catch on to that concept, we gonna remain in this race where we at right now.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, for me, I look at it as a government that would even allow this to be in place, and I know that they know what they are doing. Like Ted, you're a smart dude, and you have pointed out, like, how women in society, whether it's the workforce or whether it's politics, and how they're dragging it down. I believe that the big wigs that run the show, they're fully aware of that, and they want that to happen. They promote the chaos. I also have a core belief that if white supremacy was a man, in a physical man, if he had a wife, his wife would be gynocentrism, a.k.a. feminism. And if they had children, their children would be the LGBT community. I call all three of them the unholy trinity. And I look at, you know, the common denominator with the countries that have high divorce rates, that women are slowly acting more radical and gaining more legal powers within the country and the society. They all have something in common. They all have great big churches. They all have great big banks. They have white supremacy. They have feminism. And there's the LGBT pushing agenda in those countries as well. So it's a common denominator that they wanted to take place, because as I look deeper back in history, it's looking like most of just about all the strong nations were all very patriarchal. And the men of the nation ran things. And the woman, they didn't give the woman as many liberties as we do today. As like Ted pointed out before in the past, I love the example Ted used with the ancient Romans and the oracles, and how the oracles were wise women who actually told the leaders of Greece or Rome, whatever when it was, that, you know, you can't let these women run reckless, because once you let Pandora out the box, you can't put it back in. Once you let the cat out the box, out the bag, you can't put the cat back in. So this is what the agenda really is to let the cat out the bag, to let chaos. They want chaos, you know.
Mr. Moe, and to add on to Mr. Moe, what you just said, and the end result of all those three entities you just talked about, feminism and the racism and all these churches and all that, and the LGBT community, the common denominator and the end result of all that, Mr. Mo, is an ungodly society, and that's where we headed. This is an ungodly Sodom and Gomorrah type of setup.
We've been there.
So the best way out of it is to go uproot and go overseas somewhere. This purgatory,
you know,
trying to live right.
What you said there, right? Once upon a time, if your country, tribe, village, whatever, nation got out of hand and you didn't like the way shit was going down, you could just jump up and move someplace, get a house in the hill in the prairie somewhere, or go some far off place. See, the problem now is that the evils of this world, their reach is stretching so far, it's worldwide. Where can you run to now? At some point, the people are going to have to stop running and confront this elephant in the room.
Are we committing infidelity on this topic?
As I'm committing infidelity,
yeah.
I ain't sleeping with nobody. I ain't cheating. I ain't got nobody to cheat on.
You're doing infidelity on this topic. Stay on topic.
Yeah, we definitely way off the topic, but you know.
Yeah, get back on topic. I got to be at work at 11.
But yeah, you know, I mean, that's the best way. The best way I can think you can handle that infidelity, in my opinion, is to not care and let it go. You should rejoice because as a man, our nature is to be polygamous anyways. So, you know.
Thank you.
Hello.
You move
forward. You should be happy.
Hey, that's why I like rocking with my boy Mo. We on the same page. Listen, stop trying to own a bitch in the pussy.
But what we need to do is smack them across their face a couple of times. Maybe they'll ask.
Now listen. I know a lot of guys still have a fantasy. Listen, I know a lot of guys still have the dream of fantasy about the white picket fence and the wife and, you know, the way that it was back in the day.
Hold on, Reg, country boy. Let one person speak at a time. When Reg is done and you have something to say,
But what I'm saying here is it's very simple. Love yourself enough not to be loving these whores. Okay, I ain't say you had to disrespect this chick, but once you swallow the red pill, like you said, once you understand female nature, once you see what's going on, once you see what she's doing, and if you all have, like country boy, if you have morals and values, a woman wants to get with a guy who has morals and values because you're gonna be bonded by your morals and values, but the bitch don't have any.
Trust me, but only my morals.
You understand?
Wait, so what?
Okay, listen. So what I'm trying to tell you is you're grounded, or you're going to operate under your morals and values. But she's not. She's going to hold you to have that, so she can have the advantage. So once you know all of this stuff, okay. So once you know, so wait a minute,
right?
I know, but that's not. If country boy would let me finish, and y'all would let me get you to understand, it's here. The world, okay. You made a mistake by marrying the chick. Number one, okay. So now you stuck in it for you to actually marry a chick under these conditions is you got to go back and look at yourself and say, hey, I obviously didn't think that much of myself to put myself in this compromising position because she holding all the power and I'm legally bonding myself to something that I don't own. Okay. So there lays the power. But what I'm saying, everything is basically be putting it in our faces. Now, like Ted was saying, if you want to change some of these laws, we can get some lobbyists and we can do this, but I don't see how you can look at these women these days and have this fantasy about having these children. I mean, it's sad. I know it's sad, but you're dealing with reality now. You can't afford to live in fantasy. That's all I have to say.
Hold on,
Hey, can, I on, this? Can I say this?
Hold on, Mo. I red pill. I want to get some more words from you. They've said a few things. I want to get some of your thoughts. And I have another caller I want to bring in. So go ahead, Red Pill.
Yeah, what you said about the marriage thing, I mean, he's right. You put yourself in that position for getting married in the first place because, first off, again, it's going to come with investments. You definitely pay for a lot of stuff before marrying that woman. Then the marriage itself costs money, and then the providing, and then she does this, you know, with the whole infidelity behind your back. So now you also got to pay to leave the situation, divorce, right? So either way, the woman's getting banked off of this off of infidelity. You know what I'm saying? This is like a win-win situation for the ladies. For us guys, you heard that?
Yeah, I heard you. Who's got a phone? Red, is that you?
No, not me. I don't got a home phone.
Red, Reggie.
Not me, Ted.
You've been good tonight, Reg. I got to give you big props, man. You've been crisp.
Thank you, Ted.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
But yeah, and also what he said earlier before, you know, guys like us are already aware, you know what I'm saying? First off, we're not going to get married. We're not stupid enough to do that. That's one. And secondly, you know, like you said, we're going to see the signs coming. It's like, wait a minute, you're telling me that before, you know, this thing was never an issue, come see me, but now all of a sudden it's an excuse, you know what I'm saying? Okay, that's a red flag that she's starting to lose interest, she's pulling back. We already know what's coming next.
Right.
Another guy's coming to the picture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She's not acting like her usual self.
Exactly.
So we may see that coming. It's not going to be a surprise. But like I already said earlier myself, like, well, about 30 minutes ago, you know, most guys don't know what we know. They still under the impression that this guy that you see right there is. So where it says no sex until you buy my boots, like, they still got that mentality. You know what I'm saying? So when they go ahead and they deal with this type of stuff, infidelity, they don't know what to do or how to handle a situation. You know, it's very rare that men who don't know what we know are going to just walk away, which would be the right answer. You know, don't ruin your life. Don't throw away, you know, your future. Just take the L, learn from it, because, oh, yeah, I didn't introduce that portion of my life. I was married before, by the way, for those who didn't know, now you know, all right? Obviously, I'm divorced now, but you just got to take that L, just pay that bill, and be like, I would never do that again. All right? So that's the biggest thing.
Thanks for sharing that.
How many years were you married for?
From 2006 until 2011.
Oh, five. Okay.
I think it's important that, you see, because us, we're over here talking. We could say we're the red pill or we're men. But let's face it, most of us, I don't think there were any man that came out the womb red pill aware living in this society. This society grooms us and molds us to be blue pill from the beginning. So most men didn't get that red pill awakening, didn't get that red pill info. And these are the men that are falling for the okey-doke. I think more importantly, how do we push this red pill topic even further so that more men will get it? Some men are just going to have to get hurt, unfortunately, before they learn. Some men will never learn.
Yep.
You know,
some guys are not strong enough. But some guys are not strong enough mentally and spiritually to deal with that. Take that pain, absorb it, and grow from it, and learn. Some of them just get caught up and lose it. You know, and snap. And then there you go. Now, huh?
They're blue pill molded. They're in a blue pill molded society.
I know, but the damage is done. I mean, hey, when you go smoke the chick. Okay, and the guy goes smoke himself. He smoked himself. He smoked after he smoked the chick. His life was over with anyway. That's why he smoked himself. He knew he was done. So obviously, he loved the bitch more than he loved himself. Smoker in the first place.
That's part of it. You know something that doesn't get factored in at all that a lot of people don't know about. And I try to push this information as frequently as I can. This is something called Coplins, and I want you gentlemen to look it up. It's spelled C-O-P-U-L-I-N-S, Coplins. Now, Coplins is the key ingredient in perfume, and it's known to pique male sexual arousal and interest. It's the key ingredient in perfume. Now, what Coplins is, it's a vaginal excrement. It's a liquid that – it's a pussy juice, basically. So now, the Coplins are known to not only heighten male attraction and arousal, but it's known to control male's thoughts. It's known to remove past memory and create false memories. It's known to make you a slave to her. And sometimes when you hear about some of these guys catch their woman cheating something and they go off on killing sprees, I study the metaphysics. And I say a lot of these cases, couplings are in play. Now, you can get couplings in a couple different ways. The most potent way clearly is sex, unprotected sex, where the couplings work its way into the penile shaft and into the bloodstream. Another common way that couplings get in your system, now don't laugh when y'all hear this, fellas, because it's real.
I am laughing already. I'm sorry, Mo.
Be very careful when eating pasta from strange women, because it's a very old tactic that women from all around the world, and especially women who practice witchcraft, use, where they use their couplings and put their couplings and even menstrual blood inside pasta dishes, chili dishes, and feed it to them.
I knew this was coming.
And these couplings are known to make the male irrational, make the man a slave to the woman. And all you guys got to do, don't take my word for it, do a Google search and do your own research. Couplings.
Yeah, Mo, we've been hearing about this, years and years. So I didn't know about no couplings. I mean, that's something like David Carroll was talking about the witchcraft. He had made a video the other day about the voodoo and New Orleans and all that. And that's where my family come from. So, you know, I done heard some crazy shit from my old man.
So you should know, man.
I don't know, man. It's kind of funny to me, man, but I just can't grasp it, really. I can't.
I would just say disdain your chalk and suspense and research. That's all I can say.
I know. Okay. All right.
Trick people into thinking you're hot. Straight from Berkeley.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have had experience this before, where you're out and about and you smell a woman's perfume on and you think she's kind of hot, but she's not normally the type you would normally go for. That's couplings.
I always wondered when to do that, because it seemed like a logical thing to do, man. So thanks for sharing that. Hey, I want to bring in another caller. And before and after this caller, I want to show another clip. And so, you know, Mo, you talked about, you know, for the guys who are not aware and red pill, you know, for all the people, all the men who are actually being set up to get played right now, I want to show a clip so we can see clearly what that looks like. And for everyone here, you're going to see all the red flags that the woman is showing, except the guy doesn't see it. So I'm going to show that clip in a second. Before I do that, area code 415, you're live and on the air with Straight Talk. What's your name and where you call from?
Hey, what's up, Ted? It's Alex calling from San Francisco.
What's going on, Alex? Thanks for calling, man. So we're talking about infidelity, how men should respond to it.
Yeah, I got played 3 months ago, so I'm well aware, at least recently.
Okay.
Boy, never learn to listen, boy.
Gotta learn the hard way, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Okay, let's hear it.
I'll save my story for later, but I want to see Ted's clip.
All right.
He said, no sex until I get my boots. Now, I showed the clip of this guy a few minutes or earlier, and this woman was in prison. He was writing letters, I guess visiting, and the day she comes out, he's going to meet her. He's ready to marry this woman. But, let's hear her side.
Come on.
She told him the day he picked her up getting out of prison that she wasn't ready to have sex yet. She had been in prison 4 years. She hadn't been touched in 4 years. he bought her all these gifts, and I mean, this guy is just like head over heels. Even though his family warned him, but he's like, nah, I'm listening to her, not to my family. So let's see what else is happening here. This is what guys need to like take a step back and watch what's going on in their life.
This is Ted Hill right here. You want to see him?
He bought me a bunch of gifts. He bought me 2 Michael Kors watches, 3 pairs of Jordans.
Barbie's in basement.
You heard that. She had sex in prison. And she told that guy she hadn't been touched in 4 years. So she was having sex with someone else. And he's, well, I mean, you know, there are no words.
He's a backup plan. That's what he is.
This guy, he's maybe worse than a backup plan. He's like, he's the main road that she's driving on while she gets off at exits to do other things.
The chauffeur.
Right, yeah, there you go. He's the chauffeur, exactly.
So Yonte was sending up a lot of money while she was in prison. All she had to say is, I need or I want, and it was there. Yonte has no idea that I was in love with you. And I plan on keeping it that way.
Hey, baby, it was so cute.
No sex until I get my medicine.
That one was shorter. Okay. Yeah, for the guys who don't see that stuff happening, Red Pill, you have I'm so tempted to play this video you have.
Which one?
I call it, it has nothing to do with the topic. It's Hot Girl Summer. It's the old dude on a yacht.
Now that would get you banned because of language, but or shadow
ban. It ain't no way.
All right. Never mind. I'll forget it. Because that video.
But basically, you're like for paying for those vacations you see these women on, basically. You know what I'm saying? You know, they'll take pictures of the scenery or the stuff, but they don't show the guy who's paying for all that stuff.
Yo, T.
Yes.
I'd be more famous than the candy man if one of these bras try that stuff with me. Just know that.
Well, see, this is what we're talking about here. So, right? So a lot of guys would be willing to give up their whole life just to get back at a woman, and now you're in prison.
I ain't just one of them, all of them. I'm putting all of them on warning.
I got it, but then you end up in prison. And some guys...
It don't matter, T. It don't matter. It's principalities with me.
This is the point. This is the point that we're getting at. In the end, she wins because she still got to be with who she wanted, and your life is over.
Unless you kill her.
What's going on, climate realist? That's what we're getting at here, right? So, and Reggie was saying, you know, you have to ask, if you're willing to give up your life for a woman, does that mean you loved her more than you love yourself? I think 2 weeks ago I did a show, do men love women more than themselves? And last week I asked the question, do women commit to anything, right? So it's like we're coming kind of full circle with this conversation, right? So if a man is willing to give up his life, whether it's to kill the woman and go to jail or is it to kill the woman and then kill himself, did he actually value her more than he valued himself? And was she ever committed to anything? You have to ask, was she ever committed?
Hey, Ted, I want us to say something right quick. Have you ever heard of a woman in a crime of passion killing her husband and then killing herself? But you've always found in a crime of passion where there's a man who killed the woman and then killed himself. Have you ever heard or have anybody on this panel ever heard where it was in reverse?
Yeah.
Or You have?
Killed her husband and then killed herself?
Well, she was a side chick and she killed her husband and then herself. Steve McNair.
I thought, you know what? Yeah, that is, okay, no. You know what? I thought that was going to be the one that you came up with. I guess, okay, let's see. Now, but she was the side chick. So let's say that you're the wife and you're fully invested, or you're the main chick, and you call them cheating. Have you ever heard of a wife killing her husband and then killing herself?
Not killing herself. But there was a video that went viral of this woman that actually ran her man over because he kept sleeping with her sister. But I don't think she killed herself. But to that extent,
Red Pit, that doesn't fit the narrative that I'm speaking of. I'm trying to make a point. It's very simple. A man that kills his lover or his wife or whatever, then kills himself. That means he loved her more than he loved herself to do that. You notice that a woman doesn't do that. Now she'll do that and say, "Oh, he abused." You know, she'll crime of passion and she was mentally this or whatever and try to get off. But that's the point that I'm making. You'll see a man go do something like that, but kill himself, but you will never see a woman do that. That's all I'm just. I just wanted to bring that. So go continue on, Ted. Go ahead.
But I know of a situation personally where I don't think that was what's going on. That's going to be part of the topic that I'm going to talk about tomorrow. But Ted already knows the background of it, man, because you know what I'm talking about, right, Ted?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think it was other stuff behind that. But that will be a discussion for tomorrow, another live.
I was trying to make a point of it is that a woman is not going to love a man more than she loves herself. She probably really doesn't love him in the first goddamn place anyways, but I'm just making that point that she's not going to love him more than love herself and then, you know, pop herself. She's going to try to like, I was abused, you know how it goes. Play the victim. She was a victim.
Sometimes a woman will pay someone to do the job for
it. Or some guy that...
But Ted, that's not my point. Ted, that's not my point. My point of it is that she's not going to love you more than she love herself.
I'm trying to support you, Rich, is what I'm trying to do.
I didn't know. Okay. No problem. Well, thank you. Thank you for the support, Ted. Go ahead.
I'm saying not only will she not do it and get in jail, but like just said, some guy who's been like doing whatever she wants, she'll go to some guy and say, "My husband beat me up," the victim thing, and he did this, and the guy will go and kill him for her, and then that guy goes.
All right. Right. Yeah. And then now that sucker's on the hook for murder and shit.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And we have another caller, area code 405. You're live and on the air with Straight Talk. Which name, please?
Hey, I was going to tell you, this is Chris calling from Oklahoma City.
What's going on, Chris? Good to hear from you, man. How you feeling?
Good to hear from you, player. Yeah, what's going on, Rich? Yeah, it's been busy, man. Real busy. But on this topic, man, it's men just have to understand. Look, this whole game is rigged, you know. You wouldn't step on a basketball court and shoot basketball if you knew you were going to lose by 50 points every time, right? If you know you were just going to get flat out embarrassed, you weren't going to get any better, that there was no chance of you ever beating the other team, you'd never step foot on that basketball court. You'd find something else to do. Yet, here we are with this. You know, we're 50 years in, you know, and men are still, no offense, Alex, but look at you. You're still dating. You know the game. And you're still going out, sticking your neck out for these women, and you're still letting them cut it off every fucking time. At one point, I mean, what did Einstein say? You know, the true definition of insanity is doing something over and over again and expecting different results. You're still going out and getting in relationships, and you're still letting them fuck you over. Me, I checked out the game a long time ago. I mean, how much longer are men going to participate in this themselves? We know the game is rigged. This is their game. You're not going to beat a woman at being a woman. And we know that they've rigged the game for women. So unless you're a woman playing this game, you're going to lose. So why would you constantly sign up for a loss? It doesn't make sense to me.
Yo, Chris, let me ask you something real quick.
Bingo. Go ahead, country boy.
How do you out-dictate the dictators in charge, Chris?
You can't, Kendrick. You can't. Look. The government has to fuel itself. Right. Someone hit on earlier that women make up women are the majority of consumers, and women are the majority of voters. So yes, women are going to vote for policies that only support themselves. That's why you don't see any woman who says she's anti-feminist. You still don't see her trying to change these child support laws, trying to change the law so that women get equal time in prison as men, trying to stop all these unfair taxes on men that women don't pay. And believe me, women pay a lot less taxes than we do. Even their car insurance is cheaper than ours. But you don't see these anti-feminist women trying to change any of that. They're not trying to subvert anything, so they're truly not anti-feminist, right? And then secondly, women are impulsive spenders. That's why they need a man. That's why they always talk about get a man to get the bag, blah, blah, blah. No, they have their own money. They're just horrible at managing it. And so they need a man in their life to bring order. And so when you go into life, yeah, you bring order, but you're still feeding that machine because now you're just a wage slave to the government through her because she's going to go out. Her spending habits aren't going to change. It's just you're going to work more to cover them. So now you're going to be funding her spending habits. And men out-earn women. So you're going to be paying more to the government machine than she was. And that's ultimately what the government wants. They want a wage slave. And they're using women to get there. Women are the Trojan horse for the government. And so when you got a woman, like, first of all, like I said before, why any of you are still seeking a relationship is beyond me. It's beyond me. But secondly, if you get into a relationship and she cheats on you, first of all, women never love anybody. They don't even love their fucking children. They just use their children for attention that they can get to make them feel better. That's why once a child gets, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, a child's able to go off and play, and all that the newness and all the attention they used to garner from that child wears off, they don't give a shit if that kid goes out the street and gets hit by a car. They don't. Matter of fact, what you see them do, they go out and they buy them an iPad, give it to the kid and tell him go in the corner, shut the fuck up. So they don't love anybody. They're incapable of that. What they want a man for is for protection. And the minute they think another man is more alpha than you and that he can come along and provide more protection and more resources than you, they will hop on the next dick in a minute.
Hey Chris, when you mention the word
protection, it's just in nature.
I know, Chris, when you mentioned the word protection, I don't want to cut you off. I want you to clarify, when a woman's talking about protection, she's not talking about, like physical protection. She's talking about financial.
No.
So when you use that word.
No, she's actually talking about, it's actually both. That's why you see a lot of these dumb bitches think that thugs are better, can protect them better than military men who can, shoot somebody's eye out at 1,000 yards. They seriously think because a thug is willing to throw his life away by shooting at somebody on the block, whereas that military man who's gotten out of the military, now has a stable career where he's making good money, where he's not out there risking his life for stupid shit, but the thug is, they think that thug can actually protect them better than the military man, even though the thug is a horrible shot. He has no hand-to-hand combat skills. But in their mind, he's a bad boy because he's willing to throw his life away, over some dumb shit. So, yeah, it goes both ways. It's both financial and physical.
Well, as far as I've been notified, is when a woman says protection, she means financial. She means tangible resources. She doesn't mean – she can call the police or whatever. You know, I mean, that's what I've been accorded to.
Reggie, that may have been back in the day, but look at the rate where they're giving these Williams. Now, because of all these diversity hires, are actually climbing corporate ladders into jobs that they don't deserve. So they don't need.
Well, we already know that.
Right. Okay. So they don't need men for resources as much as they used to. Because of diversity hires, you've got these women who are pretty much running corporations into the ground as CFOs, CEOs, and they don't. They've been put in positions where they don't deserve, and they're making these extravagant amounts that they don't deserve, and they're running these companies in the ground. So they don't need men so much for financial. Their financial assets as much as they used to. Some still do, but the vast majority don't. Because,
Now, Chris, now, you know she makes $700,000 a year, $700,000 a year. She's going to spend eight or nine. So she needs, so
maybe.
That's why, and if she makes, wait a minute, so she, and if she's doing that, she's looking for a guy who's making $1 million, $1.5 million. So, you know.
But
so,
you know what? You know,
so
what, Reggie, here's the thing.
That's still protection.
Men that are, what's that? Men that are making $1 million, $1.5 million aren't looking for her. So she's still going after bad boy thug dick.
Oh, well, you're talking about
a
certain demographic of broad.
Look at Jeff Bezos' wife. When she divorced him, who did she marry? She remarried a fucking school teacher. Exactly. Women with all that money, they can't get men on their level. Because men on their level are going after 21, 22-year-olds.
Right.
Who are broke.
Okay. Yeah. So now she's not. So now she's getting ready to get played. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Nobody wants to fucking. Let's be real. Women only have two bargaining chips that they can bring to the table: their youth and their fertility. After 30, game over for them. Nobody wants.
Well, yeah, but
woman.
You know that.
And nobody wants.
Yeah, but that's what I tell you.
Know,
that's what I tell guys. A woman's value to society is breeding and pleasing for any man who got his shit together. So that's why she gonna always had to end up with the bum, especially the BW. So we already know what's up with her. But Chris, what you're saying is spot on. It's basically what I've been saying this whole thing, this whole time, is in regards to this infidelity situation, you know, the topic.
Yeah, you're spot on, right.
Now,
a woman is only as faithful as her options. She's not going to be faithful and be loyal until she's too fat or too old to go out and get something else. It's just, it is what it is. And until men accept that, you're always going to be a victim to their biology. And like I said, the game is rigged in their favor. And the game
right.
is rigged towards their biology. So if you go play this game, just accept the fact that you already lost before you stepped on the court. It's just how much do you think you're going to lose? You want to lose a little bit of money and your life, or just a little bit of money? Because you could very well lose your life.
Well, right now, me, you, and Mo is pretty much on point, and Red Pill Rican and Ted to some degree, too.
We need to let this thing burn down, like Chris said, and start anew. Whichever young generation they ain't crazy by the time everything gets through burning, that's how you rebuild a society. But I'm like Chris.
I don't see you moving forward
in the midst of this bullshit right now.
As long as you got
finally, I agree with you, country. That's the one time I can actually say you said something I agree with.
As long as you got sense, you got more sense
than you got red pill, blue pill mentality. I mean, and you got sense. I don't want to say the politicians in power, the 1%, are simps or whatever. I think they just have an agenda. And they're just working it. So, you know, I mean, what can we do? I mean, like I said, you can try to take a few things away from the chicks, attention, try to hurt them here or there, or try to hurt the system by not spending money or boycotting or something like that. See what happens. But pretty much, you know, it's a wrap. It's a wrap to me.
You know what I say too, man? I strongly think that men need to change the way they look at women in their relationships and treat them kind of the same way you treat your male friends. Now, when us men,
right,
we find a new male friend or make a new male friend, right, you don't daydream and fantasize that this guy's going to be your homie till you're old and gray and 90 years old. We don't do that. Well, you handle your male friend situation, you handle your male friendships on a day-by-day, situation-by-situation basis. If they act cool today, they can stay today. But the second they fuck up, you're ready to let them go. Why is it that some men have an easier time to kick a male friend to the side than it is for a female friend? Because from the beginning, you out here fantasizing, thinking about being with her forever till you're old and gray. We need to handle women the same way we handle our male friends, on a day-to-day, situation-by-situation basis, and take it from there. Always be prepared to let her go. But to me, when it comes
I'll
to female
orgasms,
I'm ready to cut anybody
I'll
out. That's exactly done.
Hold up, Chris. Red pill. I know you have a tight schedule.
Your male friendship more than your female
hold
because.
Hold on, guys. Red pill. I know you have a tight schedule and you got to make some moves. Correct.
Yep, that's correct, guys. I got to take off like right about nowish.
Do you have any final words?
No, I agree with what they're saying. So, especially with the whole thing about, you know, how guys can throw away the male friend before they ever were the woman. That comes back to what we're talking about. Guys who just haven't learned nothing about women yet, how they operate. You know, they don't know that they throw away long-term friendships for women who are leaving within the next 2 months. So, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, a lot of these people, man, you can't save them. You can tell them what's going on. You can show them examples. Everyone thinks they are an exception to the rule. Oh, not my woman. My woman would never do such a thing. Oh, this is me. I got her in my pocket. Yeah, okay. We'll see about that when you're cutting your ass off, you know, or you're on the hook for child support for a child that ain't yours. You know what I mean? But that's about.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming on, Red Pill.
They try to act like this stuff don't apply to their mother. People try to act like this don't apply to their girlfriend, their wife, their mother, their auntie.
Hold on, man. I'm closing him out, man. He's getting ready to leave, man. Let me give him some salute as he go away, man. So appreciate, man. Hey, look, if you're not following Red Pill on Instagram, on IG, or YouTube, check him out. He's got some really good content, and he's got this video on IG of this. You'll see an old guy, and that's hot girl summer. It's paying for these vacations for a lot of these women. So it's a funny video.
Basically, you're saying that the chicks are broke and they flossing off of sugar daddies. Is that what you're saying, Ted?
Yeah, basically,
these IG models, man, they link up with these rich dudes, wealthy dudes, and they're ready to get all these fancy pictures from, you know? That's what you got the
Red Pill Rican, when you can, I want you to pull up the topic on PJ Washington and Brittany Reiner. And see what's going on with that IG and that young basketball player that knocked her ass up, a 29-year-old IG model. He 22 and shit. And let's look into that shit, okay?
Hey, I know you have a good man, so thanks for joining me on and bringing up this is your idea. So
thanks for having me on, man. All right, guys, have a good one.
All right.
Big up.
All right. Hey, Ted, I got to be up. I'm going to take me an hour nap. Unlike you guys, I got to go slave for my money. All right?
Shit, I'm slaving for my money right now as we speak.
Man, get off that shit, Mo. I'll get back with you guys, man. Hey, Ted, I'll listen to the rest of it tonight at work.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks,
all right.
Code 919. 919, you're live and on the air
with Straight
Talk. What's your name and
where are you calling from? Hey, this is Richard
calling
from Durham. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, Richard? Thanks for calling in, man.
Hey, how you doing, Ted?
All right.
Hey, Chris.
How's everybody doing?
Hey,
what's going on, Richard?
Hey, Chris, I heard what you said, man. You're right on. These women, they don't know. I think black women are confused about what an alpha male is, because you can be. Let me speak about myself. I was about 6 months from retiring, and I had a confrontation with a girl's boyfriend. The boyfriend drove a forklift at Goodwill, and here I am 6 months retiring from IBM, and she thought I was a pussy because I didn't fight the guy and go to jail pretty much. And that's what you're talking about. I mean, that was absolutely pathetic. And since then, I haven't even spoken to the girl because her head's in the wrong place for me. I don't want to deal with anything like that. Because I didn't get in the gutter with her forklift driving buddy, I'm the punk, right? And I only had 6 months to go before I could have full retirement. And she couldn't see that. I mean, she just couldn't see that. And he drove a forklift for, like I said, for Goodwill. And he could pick up another job the next day if we wound up getting some kind of altercation and the police got involved. And she couldn't see that. So I understand what you mean when you said what you said about they don't recognize, what the alpha man looks like when it comes to a thug. They just don't do it. They just can't.
Yeah, they can't. They're incapable. They're just children. I don't care how many degrees they get. Like, number one, we need to stop telling them that just because they have these degrees, that you know that they're smart, they're strong, blah 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 blah. No, they're still idiots. They're idiots with a piece of paper. That's all.
Exactly.
And education are not synonymous. That's why you hear them. You'll see the educated woman regurgitate the same stupid talking points as the uneducated one. They're just idiots.
Right. And Kendrick, you know, you keep talking about how you're going to do this, that, and the other to a woman who cheats on you. I don't know if you think that makes you sound like an alpha male or not, but it doesn't. You don't sound like an alpha male when you say that.
I didn't tell you I was alpha, but I said I was the type that messed
up. I didn't say you did. I said you don't sound like one, and it sounds like you're trying to sound like one by saying that kind of stuff. But alpha men don't say that. They don't say what you
I
say.
I didn't tell you that I would, but I'm not nothing to play with. They not going to play with me.
Can I ask you,
what was it you said? Because I didn't catch that part. What was your stance on catching a woman cheating?
Say what now? I didn't hear you.
What was your stance on infidelity? Like, if you caught your woman cheating, what was your stance on that? Why would he say that? Because I clearly missed your part when you said whatever you said.
I was saying that, God forbid, I should catch her and catch him or whoever else in my house doing it, because I don't know what I'd do, but you can rest assured it ain't going to be pretty.
Well, yeah, that's real strong blue pill beta male energy, man. I mean, if you catch a woman cheating, there's really nothing you can do, risking your freedom.
Yeah, that's not real.
Hold on, gentlemen, but at the end of the day, I still got free will and free of choice. And I'm not going to sit up there and let no broad disrespect me like that.
But I thought you was Christian.
Kendrick, do you think a red pill man would say that?
I don't care what a red pill man do. I'm telling you what Doug said, Kendrick Jamal Harris.
Kendrick,
I ain't talking about no red pill.
Bro, let me tell you how.
Doesn't the Bible say turn the other cheek? You Christian, right? Don't the Bible say turn the other cheek or some shit like that?
He said turn no bottom cheek. Turn your butt to him. That ain't what the book says.
Kendrick, you come home. You catch your woman cheating on you. You go off, you beat her and him, or you possibly kill her, kill him, kill her, do whatever. You spend the rest of your life in jail. How did you win?
All right, Kendrick. How would you win?
I ain't got to win. It's about getting back, payback. That's what that's about.
No.
How was that payback?
How would you possibly pay back? You know what the best way you can pay a woman back is? You know, and I've had women cheat on me. Exactly. Exactly. The best
be
way
successful
is to
move forward. That's how you get a back.
Exactly. Exactly. I've got women. I have exes that cheated on me. Beg for me back right now. Beg for me. Especially when they see how much money I make now, how well I'm doing for myself. And I wouldn't touch those bitches with a 20-foot pole.
Hey, Kendrick, so you walk in, catch your wife or girlfriend getting screwed by another man, you reach in the closet, get a shotgun, and blow his head off. You go to
burn
prison.
Burn the house down with woe for me.
Or burn the house down,
and
blow
just,
his head off, whatever
I just
you do.
Call the feds to tell them to come get me.
Whatever you do.
How about that?
So somehow or another, you're going to be sitting in prison for the next 50 years saying you showed her. Is that right?
I mean, we don't even
need
that example.
Do it look like
I Hold on. We've already made that example to him about three times. Saying it three more times to him is not going to change his mindset. What I would say to a guy like him is something more along the lines of, you know, if you really – the reason why I would tell any man to just think deeply and meditate with self and ask yourself, where does that anger, where does that rage come from? And that rage, that anger comes from a place where you feel like somebody stole something to you of yours. You look at it, yes, because men, I think a lot of men, not all, but a lot of men, look at women as they're some kind of property, like a watch. Like if you got a couple of watches that you don't even care about, you don't even be wearing these watches. But if you have one and you notice your watch was gone, you feel so angry, like someone just stole something from you, or got on you by stealing something or taking something from you. That's where that anger comes from. And you have to realize that you don't own that woman and that she willingly gave herself to another man. No one stole anything from you. She willingly gave herself to you. See, that mindset comes from men who swallow that monogamy pill so hard where you actually believe that humans are monogamous by nature. And that's where that anger comes from, when you realize that she ain't being monogamous with you and she doesn't have monogamous intentions with you. You know, so you have to fight that anger and overcome that anger, because once you do, you will become a better man. You know, with when you got that anger and you looking at women as they own you, you own them. The most always, the person who cares the most always is the loser in the relationship. They're always on that. They have no leverage because you care too much. You know, you got to stop caring, man. Stop caring. It's not your turn. You know, I think too many men also want to look at women. Like when you first meet her, you want to – most guys do this. We want to believe this woman's a virgin. This woman had miles and miles of dick before she even knew who the fuck you were. And guess what? You guys are all done. She's going to go get miles and miles of more dick. And you got to be okay with that, because it's life. It's life, you know? But I digress.
I think hey, Diesel Cowboy.
Hey, you can just sit right there. You can sit right there. Just sit right there over. I'll get it.
Yeah, someone's got traffic in the background, so can you guys handle that? Go on mute.
Yeah. All right. Can I say one thing, Ted, real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Kendrick, by you saying all that, what you're doing is actually putting the value of her vagina over your own freedom, and to me that's just silly.
Please.
It's just silly.
Preach.
I wouldn't put any woman's vagina my freedom. Your freedom is supposed to be the most precious thing to you. And waking up in somebody's cage every day. Waking up in somebody's cage every day.
Above my sanity. Fuck freedom, not even above my sanity. She's not worth it.
Right.
Hey Mo, let him finish, Mo. Go ahead, Chris.
Putting her vagina above your own freedom is just—it's absolutely asinine. I don't get it. It's silly, because when it's all said and done, you're going to be the one. I'll tell you what—if you go to any prison and you ask anybody doing life, anybody on death row, if you ask them what's one thing that goes through their mind every day, and they'll tell you that if they could just go back and relive that day that got them life in prison, got them put on death row. Whatever they did to get them put there, they would not do it. They would change it.
Hey, Kendrick.
So it's just, yeah.
Kendrick.
Hey, Kendrick. Chris just defined the ultimate simp. That's the ultimate simp who will put his life on the line for a woman's pussy. You can't get more simpish than that.
I got to agree with him. But, hey, it's been great talking. I'm going to listen in on the rest of the show, Ted, and y'all enjoy the rest of your Sunday. I'm going to be listening in.
So, someone, hey, who's got traffic going on in the background? Is someone at the Indianapolis 500? What's up, man? Cool. So, someone asked a question. Let me tell you what this question was. It was something like, why would you marry a woman if she's not your property?
Hello?
Yes.
That's an interesting question. I think men who think like that, they got that old school mindset. They're not necessarily wrong, but that's how their mindset used to be. Once upon a time, when a man took on the responsibility of being a husband and a father, he was given all authority and all responsibility for him. He had all responsibility to clothe, shelter, feed his children and wife, and he had all authority. So it was like he owned her. He literally owned her. He owned her, he owned her sexuality, and he owned the products of her sexuality, meaning the children. And he had full say-so, meaning all authority. But today in America, as a husband, you still have all the responsibility, but you don't have any authority. You don't have all authority. You don't have any authority at all, you know. And I say, anytime you take a man and you give him a whole bunch of responsibility and no authority, that's nothing more than a form of slavery. You know, so once upon a time, you did marry for ownership. That was a part of the perks that came for a man to marry a woman. But those perks are all gone. There are no more perks as far as I can see.
So if she's not your property, why are you marrying, basically?
Well, I think the guys that are marrying them mostly are blue pill guys who were raised to be blue pill by this society. And they're entering these legal contracts, and they're groomed to enter these legal contracts through music, media, society, family. They're groomed to enter these legal contracts, but they're unaware of the ramifications of these legal contracts. I've said this countless times. I believe for high school boys, a part of their senior year requirement to pass their senior year and graduate, they have to spend at least a week in family court and write an essay on what they've learned. I think if boys went through this stuff before reaching adulthood, they might make better choices. I also think that the men who are getting ran through the ringer in family court or men who already have been ran through the ringer in family court, they should have situations where they sit down and talk to some of these boys in their senior year of high school as well and let them know the hell that they're dealing with family court and ex-wife and yada, 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 and even let them see their checks after child support and alimony, and maybe men will start making better decisions. I think men just need to be told the truth. That's all. And I think after a while, I mean, men are slowly waking up now anyways, but, you know, they just don't know the truth. That's why they're signing up for these contracts.
I see you guys love talking about child support in the court system, even though we're talking about infidelity, man. You guys can't stay away from that, huh? You love that one.
Well, I mean, infidelity, you know, the divorce does come next. That's all. And child support, alimony, if you got kids, comes into the mix as well. It typically is a domino effect of infidelity. I think most times in a relationship, once infidelity is found out, I think a majority of the times it leads to a divorce anyway. Very few people reconcile, I believe.
Okay. Someone said Ephesians 5:22-32 and 1 Timothy 2:9-13 is very powerful, plain and simple to understand, yet most of the lovely ladies rebel against that. So, there are a lot of people who are conveniently into the Bible, and they Jesus is their man until it's not convenient. So I don't think the Bible is going to work to manipulate a woman unless she was raised to follow the strict word of that Bible and by both parents, and her mother followed, and her father oversaw and executed, and he enforced it. That's the word I'm looking for. Her father enforced it, and her mother followed the law that the father led. So yeah, I mean, you can bring up all the Bible verses you want, but these women, as much as they'll tell you Jesus is my man, and if someone would say she's out having sex with a thug, I mean, some of what you guys are describing is high bristle, right? So what you were saying, you know, here you are working for IBM, and this other dude, look, high bristlephilia is a mental illness. And I think what, so if we look at infidelity, men have the responsibility of being able to distinguish a woman who is mentally healthy and just back off when she's not. So like I showed that clip of a guy who's in love with a woman in prison, and he can't see all the screaming signs that she's just not into him. And she's saying, you know, I just got out of prison, haven't been touched in 4 years. And she's in a beauty salon saying she just had sex last week with some other dude. So, you know, they'll lie. They'll have sex with the guy who is considered the bad boy. But these are mental illnesses, and men need to be able to smoke that out and make decisions when you see it. Otherwise, you will be in a situation where, you know, Kendrick was saying, I'm going to smoke her. I'm going to take her out, and then your life is over. And maybe you feel like you won in that moment, but prison's not a good place to be, man, not even for a day.
Yeah, that sounds like incel behavior to me. I don't approve of incel behavior.
I'm just checking out some of the comments here.
Can I say something right quick? Because you just piggyback off of high bristlephilia, because I was going to bring that up earlier when I believe it was Red said something about women fall for a man's values and morals. I was going to tell him that I don't believe that to be true, because how would you define morals? Some of the worst men, like, you know, Hitler and some crazy Marilyn Manson, Charles Manson, excuse me, they had devoted women to them, and they didn't have really good morals or values. So I remember when I had my first, you had me featured on a Straight Talk podcast a while back, and I brought up the three main things that attracts a woman to a man. And until I find any other reason why, I'm sticking to it. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And hypergamy, high bristlephilia, and the ability to trigger the right emotional response in the woman. Those are the only three ways that drives women to deal with us men. There's nothing else outside of those three, you know.
What was the third one?
The ability to trigger the right emotional responses. So a man that walks the right way, talks the right way, says the right thing, uses the right pitch and tone, uses the right body language, his actions, words, and stuff that he says and does, it triggers an emotional response in her brain that makes her choose him. You know, it happens. It's more rare, and it's less superficial than hypergamy or even hybristlephilia, but it is there. Those are the three main things.
Have you guys seen that?
One second, Richard. If she's hybristlephilia, that may not matter at all. She won't get off on that at all. She'll have no emotional response. She'll be sexually aroused by a liar.
Well, what were you saying about hybristlephilia? I couldn't make that out.
I asked you to repeat the last one, and I said if she's suffering from hybristlephilia, which is a mental disorder, it doesn't matter how moral and how correct that guy uses his body language and all that, she still has a mental illness, and hybristophilia is going to run her life instead.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like it can only be one category. I think some women might have possibly two going for them at once, but I put them in three categories, the hybristophilia, the hypergamy, and then the emotional triggers. Those are the three main things that drive women to want to even deal with us men on that level, you know?
Right. Richard, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Have you guys seen this young girl come on YouTube, and she gives the 10 reasons why women like thugs, or love thugs? Have you guys seen that?
I think I have seen that. There's actually a couple girls who got a similar, black women who got a similar. There's even a couple white girls who got a similar video out. A lot of women are speaking out and trying to explain their hybristophilia. But to me,
I'm sorry. I worded.
I don't know if we just lost service. I couldn't make that out.
I think you went on mute.
I went on mute. I'm at my mother's house, and she's got a drag strip in front of her house. So that's what you keep hearing.
I was joking about that. So it was cars racing. I knew I heard that.
it's the main road.
It's the Bandy 5000, isn't it, Ted?
It's definitely, they act like it's a drag strip. But anyway, I worded my question wrong, because there are a lot of women on YouTube and other platforms talking about why women like thugs. But this one was pretty remarkable. I mean, she had 10 reasons, and none of them dealt with hybristophilia, and they all dealt with one way or another her emotional state. And it's a really good video. And the majority of the comments that were made said that she's attracted not to thugs, but to men who make her feel like that she's the man in the relationship. And when you think about all these 10 qualities she talked about she liked, it was qualities that a man would look for in a woman, every last one of them. So she's looking for a woman to be in a relationship with, not a man. You know, and I thought that was pretty interesting, because I think everything she – I'll try to pop the URL in case you guys can get it.
Yeah, please do. Are you in the Facebook?
I'm not saying you haven't seen it. You may have seen it already. You may have seen it. But I thought she was very good in her presentation.
He is.
What's your name, bro?
My
name is Mo, by the way. Are you in the Straight Talk group?
I was. I got left. I got blocked, so I left.
Oh, damn.
Who blocked you?
I don't know. Somebody blocked me. They got up in their feelings and blocked me. So I said, okay, you won't block me, then I'm out. So I left. I'm not going to beg anybody to be in that group. But anyway, I'm sorry. What you would ask about the video? I'll make sure you get it, Mo, because I think it's something you can really be interested in.
Please do. If you got my info, hit me up, because I would be interested to find out who blocked you in the group. Ted has graciously made me on the admin team, so I would be interested to find out who blocked you and why.
Oh, no, I meant about this girl. Well, that's good, too, but I really meant about the girl who made that video.
Yeah,
I really meant about
the
video. I think it's something you really like. You and Ted, as a matter of fact.
All right.
I look out for that. I definitely look out for that. She didn't mention Bristol failure. She didn't say that. She said that, you know, these thugs made her feel like, and she basically said the thugs made her feel like the man in relationship. That's what she basically said.
Yeah, probably because like, her name got to be on everything, but you know, I think she likes more than just that. I think there's some black women who like being in control and like having like their name under head of household and shit like that, having their name as being the lease owner of the car. You know, they like that shit. But there's more than they like about that when it comes to high breastophilia, especially with black women who suffer from high breastophilia, because they tend to go after dudes who are more rough around the edges, dudes who are more thuggish, dudes who are more street. And then they also don't have what's going on. They might need her help to put her name and shit, you know?
Hey, Mo, that's your point, Mo. Let me ask you this. Suppose the media showcased black scholars and STEM professionals more than they did thugs and gangsters. Do you think black women's what they want would change? Do you think the media is calling this thug thing?
Absolutely.
And black women?
I would say yes.
Do I think that the media changed it with black women, you're saying? Changed their view of us or turned them against us in a way?
I'm saying that the media, by not ever showing a successful professional black man, all they show are thug football athletes and thug rappers and stuff like that. And so women get to the point where they think thugs in the black community are the alpha male. If you leave out of your house in a white shirt and a tie, you a simp, even though you can be making $250K at some CEO company. But if you leave out sneakers and blue jeans on your ass, then you're a real black man. That's backwards thinking.
Yeah, I mean, and you bring up an excellent point, and you're right. The media played a lot to do with it. But see, that era you're talking about where they propped up the thug and that thug image got propped up around mid-90s, around Tupac's rising up. But the damage was done well before that. And one of the best speakers that breaks it down is Irritated Genie. You should look up Irritated Genie's take on The Color Purple. He breaks down the damage that The Color Purple did to the black woman. And it's a psychological mindfuck on many different levels. And there was a reason why, you know, they called Danny Glover's character Mr., because Mr. is very similar to Master. It was in the black woman's DNA, where she knew that, like, black men weren't on horses chasing down black women in the middle of the woods and trying to have their sexual way with them. That was something that slave masters and overseers were doing. So that was a powerful scene in The Color Purple when, you know, Celie was being chased by Danny Glover while he was on the horse. All the hatred that black women had towards her oppressors, it got changed after that book and movie specifically came out and targeted all that hatred and anger towards black men. And you have to look at who that book was written by. And even her daughter has made videos speaking out against her mom and how crazy her mom is and how her mom views and treats black men and how she has a distorted, messed up view of black men because of her mom. Well, her mom was married to, first, a Jewish man. A white Jewish guy. And that was her first choice of a husband and had a daughter with them. And after that relationship broke up, she ended up in a lesbian relationship. But what's that woman's name that plays the guitar from the 80s and 90s? I got a fast car. Whatever that name is. I can't think of her name with the locks. Dark-skinned sister that plays the guitar and sings.
I just said
Tracy Chapman. There you go.
Tracy Chapman.
Yep, she married her afterwards and was a lesbian. So her hatred for men, and even specifically black men, runs very deep. And it is hand in hand with the feminist agenda. And I remember as a child when that movie came out, I remember different pro-black people, because I got a lot of pro-black people in my family, you could say, that come from different schools of thought. Some were ex-Panthers, some were Muslim. Nation of Islam, some with 5%ers, some were even rosters. I got a little bit of everything. So, you know, they were speaking out heavily. And I was a child, so I really didn't get the full grip of it. But they was protesting against the movie Color Purple being released because they felt the damage that it would do to black women. They weren't for it. They felt it was trash. It was trash for black community. We didn't need it. And I didn't grasp what they were saying heavily then, but I get it now. And especially after hearing Irritated Genie's breakdown of The Color Purple, you know, and you guys can look it up on YouTube. Just put in Irritated Genie, breaks down The Color Purple. And it's an excellent listen, man. It's an excellent listen.
Hey, Mo, how do you feel about Waiting to Exhale?
It's the same shit. It's the same shit. It's just another black misandry film. you know, another lesbian film training girls to be lesbians, giving girls the ALK to act violent, irrational, and crazy when you know their heart is broken. And girls encourage other girls to do that crazy shit when their heart is broken. Well, listen to us men. We hear Country talk about what he would do if he catch somebody cheating. We're giving him good advice to not do something crazy and irrational, you know. That's the killer difference between men and women, you know.
Hey, so here's a question, keeping on the topic. We're talking about women and infidelity. What if you're with a woman and her infidelity is with another woman? Would that matter? Does that change things for you guys?
When I was younger, in my 20s, it wouldn't bother me. Today, it will bother me. I mean, for many years, I thought that I was even engaging in polygamy, because I had two women I was dealing with. But now in hindsight, understanding the true definitions of the poly types of relationships, I realized that I wasn't practicing polygamy. I was actually practicing a form of polyamory, because the second the two girls are having sex with each other, that's polyamory. To me, I'm against that polyamory, that form of polyamory. I'm against lesbianism. I don't condone it. I wouldn't want my girl laying down with another woman. Again, if I was being in a serious relationship with a woman, that is, I would condone that. But if I'm in a serious relationship with that woman, I'm all for it. If she's just for fun, I'm all for it. But as far as a relationship or someone long-term serious, like, yeah, I couldn't tolerate that.
How about you, Richard? You racing?
Yeah, I was on mute. They were racing, so I got on mute.
All right.
What'd you say? I heard you mention my name, but I didn't hear what you said.
I was asking, so getting back on the topic, talking about how you respond to infidelity, what if you're in a relationship, monogamous, you're in a relationship with a woman and her infidelity is with another woman. Does that change things for you?
I would have less of a problem with that than if she was in a relationship with another man. As a matter of fact, if she was in a relationship with another woman, I wouldn't have any problem with that, other than, you know, I think it would be pretty sad. But, I mean, as far as me feeling bad or upset about it, I wouldn't feel no way about it. Because if I call a woman with another man, the question in my mind would be, what did that man have that she saw that she didn't see in me? How could I have been a better man to get that woman? If I catch my woman with another woman, then that question goes out the window. I can't be another woman than another woman. There's no way I can. I just can't. So I just have to write that off as, you know, just write that off. Whereas with the other way, if I caught her with a man, then I have to question myself. How could I have been a better man? You know, we all can look at ourselves from time to time to figure out how we could do better. But if I caught my wife or girlfriend with another woman, I mean, how can I outbet another woman? It's just impossible.
So let me get this straight. So you're okay with her sleeping with another man. You just question yourself, what's wrong with you? But you could tolerate her being with a woman. You're okay with her being with a woman?
Okay, let's go back to what you said earlier. Somebody said, you don't own a woman. She always makes a decision to do whatever she wants to do. If she makes a decision to be with another man, then I would question myself, what could I, if I really cared about the woman. If she was just a jump off, I wouldn't waste the time. But if I really cared about the woman, I would question myself, what could I have done better to keep her, where, you know, somebody else, maybe they were, you know, more truthful than me, or maybe they were more thoughtful than me, or whatever. I would think about, what could I have done? But now, if she jumped off with another woman.
Are you saying that you'd ask that if it was a man or a woman? That's what I'm trying to be clear on.
If it was a man.
Okay.
If I came home, caught my wife with you, I would think to myself, what could I have done where she wouldn't have been attracted to Mo and would have stayed attracted to me? Did Mo communicate with her better? Was he told jokes better? What did he do? And I look at that as a way to try and prove myself so the next woman wouldn't leave me for somebody else. But if I kept
would you break up with her? Would it sound like you would forgive her? Would you forgive her? It sounds like you would forgive her. Would you forgive her and stay with her, or would you be breaking up with that woman if you slept with another man?
I just think about that one. That's a good one. I think about that one.
Right.
Because it almost sounds like you would almost.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Because once you lose trust, you can't get trust. You can't get trust back. You know. So that's a good one. I don't know. That's a good question. I have to think about that one.
I honestly, in my personal opinion, I think both are just as bad, whether you've seen her sleep with a man or a woman, because the thing about, well, it's only bad if you're trying to be in a long-term relationship with her or wife her up. If you're just having fun, it doesn't matter. But if you're trying to wipe that person up, it can be bad. You know, either way, because the thing about women and sex, in order for her to have sex with somebody else, she's got to also be emotionally attached and connected to that person. And I believe men have it in them to be poly. I don't believe women can successfully, for a long term, do poly. Most women only do short-term poly relationships.
Mo, women can become emotionally attached in a heartbeat. It doesn't take 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They tell people they want to delay sleeping with them. But a woman can become emotionally attached to you in a heartbeat. Now, sure, Ted knows that from you know, him going around, going out. A woman can become emotionally attached in a heartbeat. Okay.
I know that too,
but
a woman who's only dealt with a few men and has a low body count and has been out there and lived promiscuously, she's only going to have those emotional connections to one man. She only desires to have it to one man. A woman that's a promiscuous woman, she can try to connect to multiple men, but it won't be emotional because she doesn't have that ability anymore. After she has been with so many men, she don't have it in her to do it anymore. This is why I say women don't do the poly lifestyle for long term. Women who engage in the poly lifestyle, they always have short term poly relationships. It's never for the long run. It doesn't last because women are not wired to be poly. She's wired to only want to be with one man.
Well, yeah, that's where the term monkey branching comes from. They monkey branch. They're not like men. A woman will be with a guy, like you said, they'll be with one guy. And as soon as he messes up, it's the next guy who is sniffing after him that they'll monkey branch over to. But not like guys. You know, the guy told me if a woman's out with her guy, her new guy friend, if a woman's out with her new boyfriend, she'll make sure the ex-boyfriend sees her. She'll go out of her way to make sure she's with, assuming, you know, he's a good-looking guy. She'll go out of her way to make sure that her ex-boyfriend sees her. But when a man is out with his new girlfriend, he's uncomfortable when his ex-girlfriend sees him, or being around his ex-girlfriend. He's uncomfortable. Is that true?
Depends on who the guy is and how they broke up, I imagine.
Yeah, but put it in.
He might put it in.
But for the most part, have you ever been with a new girl and you see your ex? How did you feel?
Oh, I felt great. You know, the thing is, you're only going to feel great if you upgrade. If you know you're fucking down, you're going to feel shame. It's almost like having that post-nut clarity. So in my last relationship, within the first 3 months of us together, we ran into my ex on two occasions, having fun at the mall once and at the bar another time. Both times my ex ran into us, she got upset and left. I was having a great time, and I was enjoying who I was with. And who I was with was a much better upgrade in every single possible way. So it felt great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So quick story, not about me. This woman told me she was going to a shoe store, and she walked in and she saw a man who worked in the shoe store. She said she found him so incredibly attractive that she knew in that split second, I'm having sex with that guy. So she goes in, of course, she meets him, they talk, she finds out he's married, and she just didn't give a damn about him being married. She had sex with that guy because that is who she wanted. There was no emotional attachment. She didn't spend days getting to know him. I'm pretty sure she had sex that day with him. She wanted him like that. So women do that.
Richard. Yeah, that happens. That definitely happens. Even though she knows that, you know, she can't be with this guy for long term, hell, that just makes her even more wetter and makes her want him even more, you know? There's a lot of women who will go that. Like, I think Chris Rock said a joke many years ago. He said, like, men, we could be out and about and we'll see an attractive woman out with her mate, and we say, damn, I wish I had a woman like her. But a woman will be out and see a man that she wants and knows that he's involved, and she will still say, damn, I want him. And she will go and try to get him. Men right. fantasize of having a woman like her. Woman says, I want him. And she tries to go after him, you know?
Hey, and for me, it's a funny story. So I got involved with a woman who was living with a guy. So talk about infidelity. And I played around with her for a while until she left the guy. And I, as soon as she left him, I stopped seeing her. She was bothered by that. But, you know, I knew how she dealt, you know, dealt with relationships. I wasn't going to take her on seriously. So anyway, years go by, and I'm living with some other woman. And the woman I'm living with, we go to a restaurant. And this woman who I was the side dude, she's a cook. She went to culinary school, and she's back there cooking. And she comes out to our table. And,
wow.
I mean, they actually were talking trash about me to get. She was like, oh, he probably tell. I just kind of sat there and watched it. I don't know how my girl felt about it, if she was upset or not. But, you know, I upgraded. They were about equal. Body and face. So,
anyway, hey, let me ask the question to you that you asked me. Suppose you came home and caught your wife or girlfriend with another woman. How would you feel about that? What would you do?
I'll answer that, but after I answer that, I definitely want to hear Ted tell me more details about that story there. But to your question, if I came home and I caught my woman in a bed with somebody else, I'm happy. I'm throwing a party. I'm congratulating the guy. I'm going to take that line from Patrice O'Neill, and I'm going to say thank you. I've been waiting for somebody else to come and fuck her so she can be somebody else's problem. I'm going to rejoice. I'm going to let it be known that I got holes that I've been putting on hold because I'm just trying to keep – I just wanted a clean, smooth transition. Now I can go wild out with these new holes that's been on hold for the past X amount of time now. I'm happy. And I would handle it the same way whether I walked in on her with a man or a woman. Now, that only happens if I'm in a long-term relationship with this woman. If she's just a friend with benefits, someone who I'm just fucking and, you know – I'm not going to trust her, but I'm not going to care. I might even be so disgusted by her that I want to fuck her no more. That's a possibility too, you know. But she definitely would get if she's really good in the bed and I enjoyed it, she might get demoted, you know. Demoted, make sure we always use a condom because I know what kind of girl she is. And she can stick around for them lonely nights. Sure, why not? But I wouldn't, like, take her as serious, you know, because I stress to women that I date that I don't believe in monogamy, and there's nothing you could ever say to me to make me believe that humans are monogamous by nature, because I know that we're not. None of our intentions, our actions, none of us are monogamous. So I'm not ever going to promise any woman monogamy. I always tell women we're taking this shit step by step, day by day, situation by situation, because I handle the woman I'm talking with the same way I handle my male friends. I don't look at male friends as they're going to be my bud forever. If I go out to drink with a male friend, we're going to talk about it before we go. You know, we either going Dutch, you buy one round, I got one round, or you don't got no money. If you don't got money, I can make up my mind whether I decide I want to spot you and say I got you tonight, dog, or not. You know, I handle the situation with women the same way. My thing, especially for new dates, what I like to do, personally with new dates, I tell women when we go out, we're going to split the bill. When the bills are in, I'll take your bill, you take my bill, and we'll be like I'm treating you, and you'll be like you're treating me. That's what I do.
Hey, Mo,
you know,
let me ask you a question.
And anyone that got a problem with that, he ain't dating me.
Let me ask you a quick question. I took a lady out to dinner, and I went to a sports bar. And so when, I was interested in her, and I'm sure you've been in a situation where as dinner goes on, as the night goes on, you lose interest in her as a long-term whatever because of what she said, what she did, or whatever. Okay, we were out, and we were having dinner, and after the check came, she picks up the check and just looks at it. She didn't say, well, they added it right. She didn't say, well, the tip is $5. She didn't say none of that. She just looked at the check and put it back down on the table. So in my mind, all she was doing was to see how much I spent on her and whether or not I spent enough to sleep with her that night. That's the only reason why she did that. Because she didn't offer a tip or anything else. And my question to you is, if you realize that you've already spent $50, but you realize woman is nobody that you want to go forward with, but you wouldn't mind since she thinks you spent enough money to knock off that night, you go ahead and knock it out. Would you do that?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and knock it off
with no intention of seeing her in the future.
Well, hold the thought. I'm going to be brutally honest with you. From the jump, I could never be in that situation because I move differently. For starters, I'm an avid listener and a student of Likas 101. That's Mr. Tom Likas. Mm-hmm. You might want to look him up and become a student as well.
I listen to him.
If you listen to Likas 101, like he's been saying this for many years now. For starters, the four-star date is off the menu. Shouldn't be happening. Long date shouldn't be taking place either. He talks about this extensively. And $40 is your top limit you want to spend on those type of dates to begin with. So spending $50 is already over the budget. So that's already. And another thing is, I'm a firm believer in male leadership. We men have to lead. So when I'm talking to a new woman, we're not going to wait till the bill shows up to figure out what's next. Because before I went out to that, before we even made the date, picked the place to go to and went there, we already spoke about how I get down and how I view dating. I let women know when you go out with your female friends, you don't expect your female friends to cover your bill for you. You guys wanted equality? I'm the number one feminist, and I'm all for equality. Equal rights and less for women. I'm all for it. So she already knows that I do things with going Dutch. She can play my fun game, like I already suggested to her. I say from here on out, for all of our dates, she already knows we're going Dutch. But for the first date, I let her know we're splitting that bill, and you're taking my bill, and I'm taking yours. You're treating me, and I'm treating you. She knew this before we decided which place we're going to go to. So I'm not going to be in that predicament, like when the check shows up and we're figuring out. If you as a man are in that predicament with the woman in 2021, and you're that struggle when the bill comes in and you didn't have that discussion, you've already failed at dating as a man. You already failed at leading as a man because you didn't lead her properly into your date session. So it all falls back on the man. It's the guy's fault.
Okay, let me start with your point number one. I listened to Tom Likas, and on Monday, Tom Likas would tell women, yeah, I'm short, fat, and ugly, but I got money. I know you've heard him say that. I've got money.
I mean, if you listen to Tom Likas, you wasn't following his instructions because everything I heard already goes against 101. Everything you said up goes against
101. Tom Likas is a hypocrite, and I'll be ready to point that out to you. On Monday, he will say that his worth to a woman is based on how much money he makes. He makes money, and they hit the wall. That's his whole philosophy. Women hit the wall, he's making a ton of money. So he's got to pick a woman who hit the wall. That's his philosophy. But then he claims he's got money to spend on a woman, and then he'll turn around and say, you're a fool if you spend money on a woman. So that's hypocritical, brother.
Well, I've never heard Tom Likas talk about spending money on women. Tom Likas has always said dates need to be $50 or less. I've heard him talk about how lavish his lifestyle is, and he has said, because I'm going to live this lavish lifestyle, and I live this lavish lifestyle 7 days a week. So a woman that's going to go out with me and have dinner, drinks, and stay the night at my place, she's going to get that likest treatment as well. But he's not going out of his way. He's inviting her into his world. That was like, I don't know if you caught earlier in the show where I talked about my date that I recently went on with this Colombian woman. You see, I didn't tell her I'm going to take her to some fancy four-star place. I told her there's this 80s arcade, barcade that I go to on Saturdays, and I want you to come with me.
And Did you spend money on her?
I go there every Saturday night. So even if she
said, spend money, did you spend money on her? Okay. Did you spend money on her? Did you spend money on her?
No, what I appreciate about her is she already knew my rules on Dutch, because when I invited her, she already knew about it. In the previous conversation we had before me inviting her, I already spoke to her early about my views on dating and who pays. I lead.
So you invite a woman into your world to go where you want to go, and you say we're going Dutch. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I say if we're just going for drinks, we can set up a system where I buy one round, you buy the next. There's nothing wrong with that. Just leave.
Okay.
I think that's a lot of men's problems, a lot of males' problems out here. They're afraid to leave. They don't know how to leave. I can look at a couple walking on the sidewalk in the city, and I can tell which guy knows how to lead and which guy doesn't just by watching them walk down the street on the sidewalk in the city, I'm talking. Most men don't know how to lead their woman. A woman that's with me, if we happen to be walking down the sidewalk, she already knows where her place is. She already knows how to move. She knows how to move. I have discussions with her. Here's what you do if we come upon a crowded group of people, because I don't let people, if I'm walking with my woman on my side, I don't let people walk in between us. I think that's rude and disrespectful. Guys who don't know any better, they just go walking with their woman freely. No, you have to lead her every step of the way. Male leadership. I had a friend who called me, and he was complaining about how he worked a 12-hour shift, and his girl been staying with him, and he's heated because she didn't cook. You know, he wanted to get out, come over, have a quick smoke with me. I'm like, yo, what? Come on. And I had to keep it funky with him. I was like, you let her stay in your house, and you work 12 hours, and I get it. A good woman would just automatically know to cook for you. But clearly she didn't. It shows how good of a woman she is. But if you let her sit up in your house, and you didn't tell her that I want you to cook for me and I'm going to be home by this time and have dinner ready by this time, how can you be mad at her? You got to lead her. You have to give her things to do.
Well, and a lot of women are being told to do the opposite until men don't deal with that. They just let it sit out there.
Let her just hang out at your house all day. No, I'm give her a list of shit to do. You got to put her to work. My last relationship that I had, I would, even for my bills, I would give a prepaid debit card that I would put load money up on, and I would give it to my woman, and I would tell her, hey, I need you to pay this bill, I need you to pay that bill, you know, and she would pay my bills for me. It was my money, but I gave her things to do. I would tell her how I would like my clothes, how I would like, you have to give them instructions, you know, you have to leave. And some men have that situation where their woman keeps a dirty house and don't clean up, and then he's always, you know, yelling at her about cleaning her house up. I'm like, don't tell her to clean her house up. You just focus on cleaning your house up, and you make her help you clean your house up. And guess what she's going to do after that? She's going to start keeping her house clean because you got to lead her.
Okay.
The guy who argues with her to clean up never wins that battle. I'm just saying.
So I got it clear. And Richard, I think he answered all of your questions. So both of you would accept infidelity with another woman is what I heard.
Me? No. Me? No. Infidelity is infidelity. I mean, like I said, if it was a relationship and something that was just trying to be long-term and she's even trying to angle that monogamous angle, I'm going to be upset at the girl. If she's someone I'm just having fun with, I don't care. We're just having fun.
So So if it's with a woman and she's not someone, she's not a fun girl, you're just going to end it then.
Yeah, if I was taking her seriously, and the only woman I'm going to take seriously is because she's pursuing me for this monogamy angle, even though I told her humans are not monogamous and I don't engage in monogamy. It's those type of girls.
I got it. And Richard, you were not sure, correct?
Whether or not a girl has cheated on me before, Ted?
No. If the woman committed infidelity with another woman, you were not sure what decision you would make, correct?
Oh, right. That's not the decision. I know how I feel about it, but I'm not sure what decision I would make.
So that means you would continue the relationship with her because you wouldn't make a decision. She would just make the decision.
Yeah, if you don't make the decision, she's going to make the decision, like you said, Ted. So that means you forgive her and stay with her, basically.
That's a very good point. Like I said, I haven't thought it all the way through, but that's a good point. If I don't make a decision, then she'll make it for me. That's right.
Well, now she's leading the relationship also.
That's right, too.
Yeah, I couldn't be in
those situations. But as Bill Withers said, use me until you use me up. It might be one of those situations.
And this is where how relationships have gone off the rails, because that's men have taken that mindset right there.
It might go off the rail for other men, but it sure won't go off the rail for me, because I'll be doing exactly what I want to do, and that's letting her use me until she uses me up. Now that make relationship go off the rail for you and Mo, but my relationship be doing just fine.
No. What I'm saying is, so many men in the U.S. I said relationships are off the rails. So women are not playing a role. They're telling men to play a traditional role. There's no order. Women are leading men because they're being allowed to do it, and men are saying, "Well, use me up. It feels good." And so if each man keeps saying, use me up and it feels good, and she goes on to the next guy, she expects the next guy to do the same, because that's
the well, right. It's up to the next guy to stop her. It's up to the next guy to stop her, to
no,
be
no,
a
no.
man and stop her.
No. What I said is if too many guys take on that mindset, she's going to believe it's normal.
And it's up to the next man to stop her, to show it's not normal.
It's up to the next man to stop her. That's how we've gotten to where we are, because the next man didn't.
Well, maybe we need to fix the next man. Maybe that's what needs to be fixed, that the man has to stand up and say, look, you might have done that simple Richard, but you're not going to do that with me. Get out of here.
Well,
no, that's what
maybe,
we need.
Maybe we need to talk to the first guy so Richard doesn't do that anymore.
Well, six one way and half a dozen the other, right?
Talk to me, or you talk
to the guy.
We have to. You're the first guy, so we have to stop it from ever happening.
No, it's in a circle because that. Okay, I'm a simp to Mary, and Mary. Then you meet Mary, and because I simp to Mary, she expects you to simp, and you say, no, I'm not going to simp, and here's why. Okay, she's got to decide whether or not you simping makes sense to her. If you make sense to her, then she's not going to look at simps anymore because you stopped her. But if you go along
with
my simp behavior.
That's a funny way of looking at it, but there's an old expression that goes, one dreadlock is stronger than one strand of hair. So how about we just nip it in the bud and all men be taught the truth and taught how to handle that from the beginning so the next man won't have to. How about even fathers handle their
Like I said 2 years ago on one of these calls, is that
so
simping for some
that
men.
Men who don't have what
hang on,
leave them properly, those are the males that need to be labeled, and they should be known that these are the type of men that should not get pussy. These are the type of men that should
simping.
Not have a girlfriend or a wife because he does not know how to lead a woman. He doesn't know how to lead a woman because he's not arrived. He has not arrived to a manhood point yet. He's not a man yet. So pussy, having a wife and a girlfriend is a privilege that every male doesn't deserve.
If a woman comes to you and says, "Hey Mo, I saw this 2-carat ring over at Costco I like. Will you get it for me? And you say, hell no, I'm not buying it. And whatever you want to put with it, you know, I'm not buying that. And then she comes to me and says, hey, Rich, I saw this 2-carat ring over at Costco. You know, I'll come see you, get it for me. And I run it bad for her, right?
Yeah, too much
so heat. How are you going to convince her? How are you going to convince her of anything when she's gotten that 2-carat ring? How are you going to convince her? You can't convince her of nothing.
I'm not in the business of convincing women anything. My whole point is if men acted like men, then we wouldn't have women that's out of line. The reason why, and a lot of my red pill male friends, they hate when I say this because it's about accountability now. Because us red pill men, we could talk this and that and the third about women, but all of these problems circle back and it comes right back to us men.
Exactly.
Men, it's men's fault because men didn't lead her, and she lives in a world where there's a lot of soft men who think just like you on this topic. And that's why we have women out of line, because we have males who, we have too many males who think, who agree with you and take your stance. And that stance
You misunderstood what I'm saying. You misunderstood what I'm saying. I'm trying to clarify what I said. You misunderstood it. I agree with you and Ted 100%. The problem is weak men. I think you're right about that. That's the problem. And I think these weak men didn't show up until 71% of black women started having kids out of wedlock with no fathers in the home. I think that's when weak men started showing up in the black community behind the welfare and everything else that they set up for us to sell. But I think that's when the weak men started showing up.
That's information that anybody who's black and at least 30 years old with a decent level of intellect, they should have already figured stuff like that out by now.
So, but wait, are you going to let me finish? Can I finish? Okay. So I agree with you that it's the father of black men. I agree with that. You guys are saying you got to stop the simp. I agree with that. That's right. You got to stop the simp. But I also think you got the debate, the alpha males have to stop enabling simp behavior at the other end. So when a woman comes to you and say, well, Richard went to Costco and brought me that 2-carat ring, don't say, well, baby, I would have bought you a 5-carat ring if it had been me. Don't say that. Say, that's simp behavior. So on both ends, it's got to happen, not just one, not just either one end. It's got to happen on both ends. At the simp, and at the quote-unquote alpha male, she wound up dealing with after the film. That's what I'm saying.
You get what we're saying, Richard. We have to stop it. We're at the source, and it's with the man. Women only do
it. And if you don't stop it at the source, you can stop it at the tail end. When she comes talking to you about how the simp, don't patronize her to try to get with her and say, yeah, baby, I'd do the same thing if it was me. Say, you know, Richard was a simp, and here's why. He shouldn't have done that. Cut Nick, you know, they didn't
see,
stop with
this
me.
This is why I'm having a hard time with what you're saying, Richard. Because
okay.
on one hand,
okay.
you confidently said, let it be the next man's problem. It's the next man's problem. When you have that mindset, you see, the reason why divorce court gets out of line and all of us men sit and we watch entertainment or watch some entertainer or celebrity gets male gets divorced and has to pay $20,000-$50,000 a month in child support, we say, oh, that's the next guy's problem. Or glad it ain't me. Mm-hmm. You see, I'm watching these women, and there are several situations where women were the breadwinners, and they're being forced out to pay their husband. Now you have these women getting together, feminists, and they're lobbying, trying to rewrite divorce court laws to protect the females' assets if the divorce happens. These women aren't sitting around saying, hey, it's the next girl's problem. Let the next girl deal with it. Nah.
I'm seeing Betty, and I'm a simp. I do simpish things. Then Betty starts saying, and forgive me, Ted, for using you, but starts saying Ted. Betty, Pratt, and Ted's attracted to Betty. And Betty says, well, look, Ted, if you want to get with me, you know, quote, unquote, you got to be simpish. You got to do the same simpish stuff that Richard did. That's Ted's problem there. And he can solve it in one or two ways. He can say, yeah, Rich was right because you're so fine. I want to get in the meet. I bought you three cars instead of two. He can solve it by being a simp, or he can solve it by being a man and say, look, I'm not a simp. You got to earn another car from me. You ain't earned it yet. So that's what I'm talking about when the man has to solve the problem. And I think Ted will solve the problem correctly. I think you.
I have another possibility, Richard. I can start a podcast and tell simps you need to get off that horse because it's death for everyone.
I'm going to tell you again, Ted. Being a simp, for some men, not you and not Mo, but for some men, it's a mating strategy. They get pussy to have simp behavior.
It's death for everyone.
But you can talk to your blue in the face, and you're not going to change that behavior because
but
they
girl,
are getting
I mean,
pussy.
In all reality, rape is also a mating strategy, too, but I wouldn't condone it.
Okay. Well, nobody said you had to condone it. I'm just saying it's a mating strategy. Nobody said you had to condone it. I'm saying it's a mating strategy, and because it is
a mating strategy,
just like you tell, just like you tell, just like you tell us,
the thing is, see, that mating strategy you
just
talked about, that's the weakness I'm trying to
find. Just like you tell a rapist, just like you tell a rapist not to rape another woman, and he's still racist. The same thing about the simp. You tell a simp not to simp another woman, and he's going
to
simp with another woman.
It's like you're trying to justify the bottom of the barrel and the weakest of the weak. I have no room for weakness in my life, and I personally
you don't justify anybody. You don't justify anybody. If I'm a simp, my results justify me being a simp.
No,
I can
doesn't.
Do shit what you whether to say.
You don't
that, well. I can do shit.
That's why
no,
black
no,
men are
results.
So far behind. You got too many brothers who think like you. That's that weakness, man.
Let's get one thing straight. I haven't told you how I think. Period. I'm telling you what some guys think.
I think you're misholding it.
No.
I'm telling you how some guys think. When you ask me a direct question, I give you a direct answer. You ask me about how would I feel with a woman in bed with another woman. I said I didn't know. I had to get back with you on that.
Yeah.
That's what I just told you.
Your answers and your replies tell me a lot. I know how to read between the lines very well.
You can't read the land on me, brother. No, you can't. You can't do that.
I also noticed from the minute that we first started talking your voice has completely changed.
This is called, I'm on a cheap $20 Bluetooth headphone. I'm not Kendrick's brother. You're gonna talk to me like I'm Kendrick, okay? I'm not Kendrick. You haven't been around any more than I have. You haven't experienced nothing more than I have. So don't talk to me like you're teaching me anything.
I can hear that fitness inside of you. I can hear that fitness inside of you. It's coming out. Because in the beginning,
you can't hear nothing. You can't hear nothing, man. You can't hear nothing. I'm telling you that you can't tell me anything because you haven't experienced more than I have. So don't tell Kendrick that shit. Don't tell me